You are listening to.
Listening to.
You are listening to.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
Black is.
BlackIsOnline.com.
Hey, y'all ready for the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour?
You kidding me?
Can't wait.
Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, where we give you that sports talk in layman's terms. We can get raw up in here, so if you like sports talk clean, this is probably not the place for you. All right, let's get to it. What's going on, y'all? Welcome to the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour, brought to you by the Black Is Network. We are your hosts for the show, the Brothers Layman, Chris.
And Jonathan. What is going on, ladies and gentlemen?
What's going on?
Man, life is good.
Mm-hmm.
Life is good.
Yeah, things are going well, man.
Mm-hmm.
Most of out the way. This new season, I mean, it just keeps getting better.
Oh, yes, it does.
Week six in.
Yeah.
Teams starting to establish themselves. Some just, man, this is like the opposite of what happened last year. Like, okay. But it's the same football every year.
It changes.
You never know.
Every year you don't know what's going to happen because injuries tend to pop up. And this year, injuries have just taken a toll
on
everybody.
It looks, you know, just when you're like, you know what, we kind of got out of it. Like, no, because it was actually a big one to a particular quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know about that. Hey, an NBA preview gonna start. We're jumping into the Eastern Conference.
Yes, sir. A
couple more weeks.
Can't wait.
I already have one draft and another draft coming next week.
Yes, sir.
And then what? College football, of course, keeps
just keeps rolling. Yep.
More upsets. MLB. Folks is happy out here. Still alive.
Hopefully they're still up right now. I'm praying, but you know, yeah. I'm pulling for them. I'm pulling for him because as a White Sox fan, I don't want the Cubs to go.
And then, of course, as you know, 5 minutes with Grandpa.
Yes, sir.
Noise Awards, what the fuck moments, all that goodness for you. So if you want to get at us, you want to talk any sports, any comments, feedback, anything, hit us up via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, Twitter @brotherslayman, voicemail 323-455-4219. You can hit us up on the show page, blackisonline.com. Hey, let's get the conversation going.
Yes, sir. Just hit us up. Any questions, any comments, anything y'all want to dish up to us, let us know. We will definitely get back at you.
All right.
Hold on. Before we even start the show, I got a little something to get on my chest right now.
Uh-oh.
LJ, the fiasco, the bucket hat king. How does it feel, brother? Talking all that smack. Talking all that garbage about my Broncos. Eat it. Y'all lost to the sorry Kansas City Chiefs with your sorry defensive backfield and your sorry defense and your sorry running backs and your sorry quarterback. Keep talking about my team. We lost to the number one and two ranked offenses by a combined 15 points. Y'all lost to the 29th ranked offense by 16. What does that say about you?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Baylor, I'm going to take it easy on you, man. Baylor has just been sitting in the background like, I ain't saying nothing. I'm keeping my mouth closed until we play y'all or we get to the playoffs or something. Appreciate that, sir. And in Coonsie, I don't hear you talking anymore, brother. Phillip Rivers owns y'all. Phillip Rivers couldn't crack 200 yards. He got one touchdown against our defense. Yeah, that he owned us. As I tweeted, sir, I'd rather lose to two very good quarterbacks than one sorry quarterback.
Ooh.
Which y'all did to Kirk. Y'all let Kirk Cousins go buck wild on y'all. Mm. Kirk Cousins owns y'all, don't he?
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Your rookie quarterback looked like a rookie today, didn't he? I'm just saying. See? And I appreciate Kmart because Kmart was like, And Coonsie, just chill, bro. Chill.
Coonsie get hype.
Mm-hmm.
He be getting hype.
I live by two codes, my friend. Number one, karma is a bitch. Always has been, always will be, and that's not going to change. And the second one I live by, if you live in a house of stone, don't pick up that rock. Don't you pick that rock up and throw it through the glass. See, but you chose to pick up the rock. I was trying to be cool. I wasn't saying nothing about your Eagles, and then you had to go in on my squad, man. See, this is what... If I'm trying to be nice to people. I try to be nice to the Raider fans. I gave y'all love during our preseason previews. I gave y'all some love, and then y'all want to go off against my team. All y'all had to do was learn. Just ease up off my squad. Yeah. I told you, LJ, anything you thought you could say to me was not going to piss me off more than I already was Thursday. I was so disappointed with my team's performance. But I'm smiling today. Because your Raiders took an L, baby. How does it feel? They ran buckshot through y'all at home. At home. Giving us the blueprint to kick y'all butts when we visit Oakland. I'm just saying, sir. So, for all you Raider fans out there, all you Eagles fans, you want to talk smack to my team? You want to talk smack to me? That's fine. But as the saying goes, an elephant never forgets, grandpa never forgets. And I'll leave it at that. I always remember. So you can say what you want. You can say what you want. But just remember, the minute you slip on a banana peel, I'm going to be right there to kick you while you're down. So it's all good. But it's all love. This is why I love the NFL. We can talk smack back and forth. I love it. Let's keep it going. Keep it going.
Like some early 5 minutes.
Let's go. You already know Jay spit that. It's official. You right about that.
All right, so let's hop into these voicemails because we got a few.
All right, for sure.
You know, I start with how they came in. First off, Baylor sent one in.
Oh, what up, Baylor?
Three for 7-1 matchup. Of course, it's early in the week.
Brothers, this is BTG. So, Jay, check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is Wednesday. This is Wednesday evening for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, for us because we're both on the West Coast, but... I want to say this. Y'all got to – and I when I say tough matchup, you know what I mean by tough matchup. It's the AFC West, baby.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say this. If we both – and when I say we, I mean both the Raiders and the Broncos can get through these next three games,
mm-hmm.
we talking about a 7-1 matchup.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the game of the month
for,
as far as I'm concerned. 7-1 AFC West division crown on the line. You got the Chargers and Houston next three games.
Mm.
We got KC, mm-hmm. Tampa Bay, mm. and Jacksonville.
All right. So we'll both be 6-2.
Schedule wise, those three games. But I'm confident that we can get through those three games, as well as I'm confident that y'all can get through y'all three games.
All right.
And, yeah, man, let's push and pray for that 7-1 matchup. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's going to be it right there. That's going to determine – I'm not going to say it's going to determine the division, you know, who's going to take the division title overall, because you still got some games left.
Of course.
But that's going to set the tone. And mm-hmm. I know I started in the beginning of the season saying we was going to sweep y'all.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely want to see that. I definitely want to see that matchup right there. Yeah, and no injuries. And let's get through these three games so we can see that 7-1 battle. Now,
like it.
I said, this is recorded Wednesday. So, you know, you guys pull it out Thursday. You know, you probably won't get to this until... Sunday, or you know, and it's not gonna hit the streets until Wednesday, but that's my prediction, and hopefully we can pull one out Sunday. But I would say this: I wouldn't be mad if you niggas lost.
appreciate that, Baylor.
Appreciate it, Baylor. You know what though? Like I said with Baylor, Baylor's been very, for the most part, he's been respectful. He's been like, look, I ain't overstepping my boundaries. Because he don't want – Baylor ain't giving me the ammunition. Baylor don't want to give me the ammunition because he knows. So we both 4-2. Looks like we both going to be 6-2 heading into the epic matchup of the season.
I got to see what that is. We may have to have him come on, you know, when we record after.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can be there. So whoever needs to say something, say it.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait for November. November won't get here soon enough. But it's all good. We took our lumps, but we got Brock next week, baby. Come on back to Denver, sir.
All right. Next one we got is from Kmart.
All right.
He sent this one a few days ago as well.
Brothers Layman, this is your boy Kmart. Just want to just chat about a couple things. Getting ready to watch this Thursday night football game with Jonathan's Broncos. Big dog, man. I need y'all defense to bounce back, man. I need y'all this week. So let's see what happens. Let's start out with my Philadelphia Eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Lane Johnson, you old Bill Goldberg looking bitch. Man, you're a second time offender to these PEDs. So yep. Now you're suspended for 10 games.
Mm.
You putting our offensive line in a bad position, man, especially with a rookie back there.
Mm.
Going on the road and we're playing a division rival.
Mm.
Gosh, you're a dumbass. So hopefully our backups can hold down the front until he gets back, but that's his bad. Shoot, man, he's about to lose. I think he's losing in about $400,000 from missing a lot of these games. Oof. Or even more. I'm not too sure about the numbers. I remember a couple of shows ago, I was giving kudos to the Falcons on their hot start. But after sitting back and thinking about it, they always do this every year. They always get off to a good start in September, October, end up fizzling out in November, December, and barely making the playoffs or not making the playoffs at all.
Mm.
So let's see if this year is a new year. Oh, by the way, hey, that's a nice color rush, Jonathan, on your Broncos. And also San Diego's pretty nice, too. Anyway, back to what I wanted to talk about. About Jordan and LeBron. Oh, this old dumbass debate again. But can LeBron catch Jordan's legacy? No.
No.
That stopped a long time ago with them losses to the finals, yep. Especially that one in Dallas.
Oh, yeah.
I know that was so many years ago, and he rebounded to win three. But, God's dog, man, you can't, man, 8 points in the game five in the series.
Mm.
That holds no dice. LeBron does not have that Jordan killer instinct.
Nope.
I can't rock with that.
Mm.
Man, hell, shoot, man, he hasn't even passed Kobe's legacy.
Ooh. And yes,
I'm a noted Laker hater, but, hey, I got to respect, I gotta respect a man who gives zero fucks about you and about your team, man. Only thing that they're concerned about is winning.
Mm-hmm.
So, like I said, and honestly, I really don't even debate in these Jordan LeBron discussions anymore, or even Kobe discussions, because especially with LeBron sexuals, man, they.
Teddy D
ready to fight you. I'm not even lying. I'm in a sports debate group and on Facebook, and these dudes, man, if you slander LeBron any type of way, man, they ready to fight you. And in one case, I seen a guy, he sent a junk pic to another man's woman just because he was talking bad about LeBron.
What?
Come on now.
Damn,
not that serious.
It really ain't.
Last show, I saw you guys. You guys were talking about the NFL ratings. You guys also do have to remember, I mean, we're also in a presidential year, so
yeah,
a lot of attention is going to be towards that. Even though it's a clown sideshow, but hey, people are still watching it.
Yeah, that is true.
A Noice Award. I think I said it right. Noice goes out to Carolina's coach Roy Williams. They bought up the Colin Kaepernick protest to him, and he actually said he's fine with it. He said Kaepernick he believes Kaepernick is right in his stance and what he believes in. So he actually said he doesn't have a problem with his players doing anything like that.
Mm.
Only thing is that he just wants to be noted. He just wants to be alerted first before anything happens.
Understandable.
Lastly, I want to shout out the Chicago Cubs, man. On their way to the NLCS. Yes, I'm not a baseball fan, but hey, man, I'm from Chicago. So, hey, gotta support the Cubs. Anyway, you guys, I'm about to get back to watching this game. Looks like San Diego's trying to. Game just kicked off, so Gage just caught a pass. So, anyway, you guys, I'll catch you guys later. Peace out.
Appreciate that, Kmart. Yeah, I completely forgot to bring up that. Yeah, the presidential debates are going on, so that's going to take attention away.
Yeah,
from the ratings also. So,
well, even of course they want to put it on. So let's blame somebody.
Of course,
we don't like Kaepernick. Yeah, let's blame him.
Of course, And shout out to Roy Williams, especially being in North Carolina with everything that's been going on in there. Hey, shout out to him. I didn't hear about that, but
I didn't either.
Hey, more power to him. That's why I like Roy. That's why I like Roy Williams.
You know, yeah, his, you know, he
gets it.
Yeah, his program has had certain things go on, questionable, but he's always seemed to be a real stand up guy.
Yeah.
And yeah, I can respect that. He's like, just let me know.
Just talk to me first. What exactly. You do. Not a problem. And I'm down for that. Right. I'm down with that. So, hey, good deal.
All right. We got some more. I'm trying to go on by time. I think this is from the Veal.
Bring it on, LJ.
No, I'm on hold right now. Let me leave this message to the brothers Lehman, and we can go do that and all that. Yeah. No, I always talk shit. I gotta talk shit to Jonathan. Yeah. All right. Hold on. Hey, y'all. Yeah, it's LJ the Fiasco again calling in from Louisville, Kentucky. This message is specifically for Jonathan. Just like Marshawn Lynch said, you know why I'm here. You know why I'm calling. The Chargers? The Chargers, bro? Like, the Chargers. No. You didn't hear me. The Chargers, bro? The team that can't get out of their own way, the team that tries to give everybody else the game every time they play, they give more teams. They're responsible for more teams' wins than the quarterback of that set team. Really? The Chargers haven't been shit since Natron Means, bro. Like, are you serious right now? The Chargers? And you talking about my Raiders? The Chargers. Paper champions, that's all y'all are, that's all y'all ever going to be. I said it, and I'm going to keep saying it until you prove me wrong. What can I say that hasn't already been said other than the Chargers? I'm going to continue to say the Chargers. Basically, that win over the Broncos, the Chargers decided to build a new stadium just because they beat y'all. It's an awful feeling for that city, man. Shout out to San Diego. But you really think that y'all couldn't compete with the Chargers, but y'all can compete with the high-powered Oakland Raiders offense this year? I mean, okay, whatever you want to do. They got some great weed out there in Cali. They got some good drugs out there. So whatever you guys want to believe, it's fine. I'll leave you to it. Mm-hmm. Also, I got to take a shout out to my boy BTG. I know he's not on your show, but I know he listens, so I'm going to take it anyway. UCLA should just quit football. It's over. Josh Rosen, the only thing that's big on him is his nose. His arm is bad. You guys are now, I believe, 3-4. Don't mind that. You know what I'm saying? It's because of some dope here. But don't mind. California's just having a rough time. Other than Oakland, the Dodgers gave up a grand slam the other day. Not the other day, last night to the Cubs. What a rough time for you all. I mean, what a year for L.A. What a year for Cali as a whole. I mean, I guess my Raiders and Cal State Fullerton, I guess. Maybe you guys are doing all right, but yeah, I'm gonna leave you to it. I'm not gonna rub this in. But then again, I am because the Chargers, the Chargers who barely even had a stadium this year, the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
Phillip Rivers, who is 138 years old, somehow managed to get his back in order to beat the Chargers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. And you guys really think that you guys are doing well this year? Von Miller is a bust. He got the money and decided to take the year off.
Even though he got like 7 sacks.
That's okay. Yeah, it went on. So here goes the rest of it.
My fault, fellas. I forgot you. I got that Metro PCS voice. my rant was on the Chargers. Basically, I don't understand it. Jonathan tried to go on First Take this week as well. I was really rooting for him on that. You know, we don't wish any hate on anybody other than the Broncos. But, you know, look, man. If y'all hopefully show up y'all team before y'all play Oakland in November, maybe you'll have a chance. I mean, right now, every loss I take, the game gets less exciting for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I really hope that y'all can turn this around. I really hope that your offense shows up.
Mm-hmm.
I really hope that Paxton Lynch or whoever else y'all throw back there is going to be all right. Maybe John Elway can have some years left in his knees or whatever. He can go out there throw a couple of passes or whatever. Mm-hmm. Peyton's too busy selling pieces and everything all over the city. So, I'm just rooting for you guys, man. I'm also rooting for BTG and his Bruins. UCLA, they really haven't been any good since, Maurice Jones-Drew, maybe. I'm still waiting on that. But, yeah, I'm going to keep doing me out here in Louisville. My Raiders are 4-1. Hopefully, after today, they'll be 5-1. Mm-hmm. My Cards are 5-1. Still ranked in the top 10. Yeah. I mean, hell, life is great. I'm going to drink my bourbon. I'm going to go get something to eat with my girl, my fiance, excuse me. And I'm going to enjoy this Sunday. Okay. Go Cards, go Krogan. Love y'all show. Keep doing what you're doing, Brothers Layman, Hoopla, all y'all out there on the West Coast. Man, we see Cali out here. What we don't see is how y'all lost to the Chargers, though, Jonathan, bro. We don't see it. Peace out, fellas. Take care.
Shout out to you, man.
Shout out, LJ. Yeah, your high-powered Oakland Raiders sure put it on the Kansas City Chiefs, didn't they? Mm. That 10 points took a lot out of you, didn't it? Once again, 29th ranked scoring offense, and they dropped almost 30 on y'all. Just saying. How does it feel? How about you drown your sorrows in that bourbon, my friend? Drown your sorrows. Yeah. Alex Smith, bruh. Alex Smith, bruh. The dude who can't throw but 20 yards. He put it down on y'all. Yeah. Last I checked, Phillip Rivers is better than Alex Smith, though.
Yeah.
Just saying. The consistency is there. But, you know, it's all good, dude. It's all good, you know, with your sorry-ass DBs. I told you before the season, your defensive backfield suspect. So, the proof's in the pudding, my friend. You can say all you want about your high-powered offense. Y'all couldn't do squat today against a defense that ain't as good as ours. They defensive backfield ain't as good as ours. Just saying. So, you know, it's all good, bro. Talk your shit all you want. The Raider fans, talk your shit all you want. You got the same record as us right now. So, what more can I say? Like Jay-Z.
Yeah. You got, and then we got one more. The homie just, Kmart just sent one in.
For sure.
I know he got something he want to vent on.
Brothers Layman, this is your boy Kmart. Let me first start by saying, hey, Jonathan, hey, I love the Michael Carter Williams for Tony Snell deal. Tony Snell was pure unadulterated dumpster shit. He had to go, man. It's just, for some reason, man, he looked lost out there on the court.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, he had a decent shot, but, man, it's just for some reason, man, I really see confidence coming from when he played.
Mm.
So, I mean, hey, for us to get him in a straight-up trade from Michael Carter Williams.
I mean, I'll take it.
Hey, that's a win for us. That's a damn near steal for us. I mean, I remember when he was with the Bucks, and I remember he bought out when he played us like a couple years ago in the playoffs. So hopefully we can get that version of Michael Carter Williams back. Nope. So hopefully that'll bolster our bench play. On to football. Shady McCoy really hates Chip Kelly. I think he had like over 103 TDs. Yep. Man, I haven't seen Shady ball like this since like 2004. Since like 2013 with Philly. Props to Shady, man. Even though, man, he kind of scared me a little bit by banging up his knee, but hey, looking like he's all right. He'll be all right. I got him on my fantasy squad, so hey, that's much needed. boy, let me just get this out of the way. My damn Philadelphia Eagles. Today we shit at the bed. And the idiot of the war, the idiot of the year award goes to Lane Johnson, or I call him Lame Johnson. How the hell you get popped for PEDs again? Oh my God, you Bill Goldberg looking bitch. Come on. Now he's suspended for 10 games, and you can clearly see what his absence meant to our offensive line.
Yep.
Man, we had a rookie left tackle up there getting destroyed by Ryan Kerrigan. I was telling somebody, man, that this is going to be like the OC Umiura game against McNabb a few years ago.
Mm.
But, I mean, hey, we got to get better. Hey, I came in, I talked when we beat Pittsburgh. I mean, even though that shit seems like about 3 years ago. But, hey, I got to come in when we take that L. So, hey, I got to hear it. I already know Big B's talking his shit. So, hey.
No, hey, Big B's going on.
They did their thing, they won, so hey, I can't really say nothing about that. And Ian, man, you need to sit your butt down somewhere, dog. Come on, man. Man, you putting a bigger bullseye on us than it really has to be. Come on, dog. Man. But, hey, No, man, no, man. You gonna talk trash to a defending world champion?
All
right,
that's all I'm saying.
I mean, I can see BTG talking smack to him because they in the same damn division. But come on, man, what Eagles play the Broncos what once every 4 years? Man, stop it, man. Plus, man, he has a bigger platform than you, dog. But hey, have fun, y'all. Just leave me out of this.
My name Bennett.
Other than that, oh yeah, man, Seattle, man, they barely hung on to beat Atlanta.
They shouldn't have won.
Richard Sherman, man, he got away with one today, yeah, man. That was holding on that pass to Julio Jones on fourth down. Also, shout out to the Buffalo fans who all took a knee for Colin Kaepernick and his stance with the Black Lives Matter. Hey, much respect goes to that. And finally, fantasy football, doing pretty well with that. I think I'm winning by like 24, 25 in the happy hour league. And in my main leagues, man, that was an easy win today. Shoot. Hey, sometimes you got to teach the younger sibling how to ball. So, hey, had to beat up my sister, who was a very good fantasy football player anyway. So I'm up by almost 50 points right now, and damn. I'm pretty much chalking this up as a W. Anyway, guys, y'all have a good show. I'll catch with you guys later. Peace out.
Appreciate that, Kmart. Yeah, I left you alone. I gave you kudos for you know, it was like back off, dude. Exactly, because I can always pull that card out of my pocket. How many rings y'all got?
Yeah,
I can always pull it out. So
everybody be pulling that.
Tread
shit
lightly.
People pull that out all the time, like
because that's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Eagle fans, no offense, y'all got a good thing going with Carson Wentz, but pick and choose who you talk smack to. Mm-hmm. Don't talk smack to my team. We got five of them things. I'm just saying. So
a lot of it is recent. Like we just won.
Doesn't matter.
Ain't like, you know, with the Redskins. The Redskins can say, but it's just been like, yeah, it's been a while. But they can at least be like, well, we got some.
Mm-hmm. Hey, we won some in the 90s. How many y'all got? That's the last thing I pulled, Emin Coonsie. I was like, how many rings y'all got?
Even Raider fans can do that. Like, it's been a minute.
It's been a while, but y'all got rings.
They like, we've been there.
So, appreciate that, though. I'm surprised, dude, beating on your sister. What's wrong with you? But I feel you, though. I feel you, man. She got the inside scoop.
Yeah.
She worked for the Kansas City Chiefs. That's not fair. She's cheating. Yeah. But shout out. Appreciate the email, the voicemail, sir.
Yeah, shout out to all them. Yeah, all the absolutely. Homies. Of course, check out 35th in Kentucky.
Yeah, definitely.
Season about to start.
Check out Hoopla. They just did their NBA preview. No, they hype.
Oh yeah, we know it's all getting in.
Yeah.
Speaking of cheating, yes, Richard Sherman did get away with one.
Let's just hop into that one. Sherman.
That was a good game.
That was a great game.
Now, you know, to be fair, we can always say all these what ifs. Maybe if star wide receiver Julio Jones had caught the fucking ball. And not let it go off into, because it hit him directly in his hands.
It did.
99% of the time, he catching that.
Yeah.
1% of the time, he don't. It pops up, interception, and it leads to them getting the score and eventually winning the game. I mean, but yeah, that
was blatant. That was a blatant pass interference. Yeah. Richard Sherman was holding his arm the whole time for the ball got there.
As soon as he turned out like he was getting ready to jump, Richard Sherman grabbed him and held him the whole time.
You're and then Earl Thomas came out of nowhere and dove at him before the ball even got there. It was like, how do you not throw that flag?
Now, you know, is it because, it's, you know, two star players at each position will swallow it? Because if this was some...
They were in Seattle, right?
Yes.
It's called home field advantage. There you go.
Because I was like, if this is some no-name cornerback, Julio Jones probably get it all the time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you're playing there. It's fourth down. You know, shit. 5 seconds left. Swallow it. They do.
It's ridiculous. But
yeah, I mean, good win for Seattle.
Yeah, much needed.
They're 4-1. You know, they definitely. Falcons 4-2. They did all right. I mean, Matt Ryan, 27-42, 335, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception.
He's still doing it.
4 sacks.
Ugh, that O-line.
Yeah,
they got to protect better. And that Seattle, defense got to step it up.
Yeah, they need, that was the thing. They needed that. I mean, you know, last week against, you know, against y'all, they were running the ball well. This week, 52 yards total.
Oof.
So, yeah, and I,
I know them Tevin Coleman. Yeah, I them Tevin Coleman over is like,
carries 10 yards.
I mean, the man can't ball every game.
Nope. I mean, Julio Jones.
Did Julio
seven
Jones.
7 for 139 in a
touchdown. Did what Julio Jones does.
9 targets, yeah. Handled his business. This was a good game.
It was. Came down. There were a lot of good games today that came down to the wire.
But I mean, this is a, you know, these teams right now fighting for the tops in the conference.
Yes, they are.
I'm liking that. Another good game. Shout out to y'all Dallas Cowboy fans. Y'all got to be, I know, you know, some of them y'all be humble. I mean, not that division talk a lot of shit. As we see.
Everybody does.
As we see.
As I got first glance.
But right now, I mean.
No, but shout, yeah, definitely shout out to them. Because
going into Green Bay, putting up 30. 30 to 16.
Dak Prescott is the real deal Holyfield, man. Mm-hmm. Now, I ain't going to go. I ain't going to be these extreme Cowboy fans like, he the best quarterback. No, he's not. He's doing very, he is the best rookie quarterback so far in this season, early season.
Yeah.
But the man's the real deal. He's doing a good job. He's leading that team. They're lean, the formula they used when DeMarco Murray went nuts, they're doing it again. Zeke's putting up 100 yards, game in, game out, it seems.
Ezekiel Elliott, 28 carries. 157 yards. Keep feeding them.
Just keep feeding that man.
And had a couple catches. I mean, damn. Like, it's, you're running the, it. It's
the
working.
The formula is working.
And it's, Dak Prescott, 18 to 27, 247 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. You know, outplayed, at, you know, at least for this game, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, 31 to 42, 294 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 interception.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, for whatever reason, he's not looking – not looking Aaron Rodgers-esque this year. I don't really know what it is. I know people are ready to write him off, and already it's like, dude, I'm not about to write off discount double check.
No,
I ain't
no.
doing that.
You know, I mean, 3-2.
His O-line needs to protect him better.
Yeah, he had moments where he was getting time, but it just, it wasn't enough. And you're like, come on. I mean, the Dallas, clearly at 5-1, their defense is doing something.
They're doing enough.
Right. But, yeah, and Dak Prescott, he now passed Tom Brady for most completions without
most,
an interception.
Most completions to start your career without an interception. It was funny because it was like two plays later. It's like, oh, fumble. You were like, because I guess he fumbled it in the air and dude caught it. And it was like, is that an interception? I guess they ruled it a fumble instead. So technically, he still does not have an INT. So,
yep.
But.
Hey, they keep doing the thing. You know, we know what's the name? Des Bryant. You know, I don't know when he's coming back. I mean, started off this, you know, this week. We was hearing Cowboys insisting Tony Romo will be starting when healthy.
Not anymore.
And, you know, they've been asking all the top, you know, old quarterbacks what they thought. And they're all like, I mean, this, look, you know.
I know they say you can't lose your job to injury. Yes, you can. If you out this long and somebody, your replacement, is playing that well, you lost your job.
You know, you beat Frisco. You know what?
This is the one victory I'm like.
Yeah, last week I could see them being like, it's Frisco, all right.
Yeah.
But going into Green Bay and playing how he played.
In a hostile environment.
And look, I mean, we've seen it. We're going to the next team we've seen in all the teams previously. Especially football. You don't know.
Yep.
What was it? 2 years ago, they went 12-4.
Yep.
Almost made the Super Bowl, I believe, or NFC Championship.
That catch that wasn't a catch a catch.
Oh, you know, and then they got hurt. Now you 5-1. You don't know. You can't say, well, next year you don't know. So you do not. If it's whatever's doing, whatever mojo this team got right now, it's clicking.
And just keep doing
it. Do not. And look, and Jerry Jones. I get he's loyal. I understand the situation. Tony Romo, when he's in and healthy, is a great quarterback.
Yes, he is.
He does a good job.
But Jerry Jones ain't that stupid.
Yeah, I don't think he's that dumb.
Because I'm like, dude, if it gets to week 8 or 9 and they're like 7-1, Hell no, Tony Romo ain't coming back in. Do you know how quick that locker room be like, excuse me?
Yeah, because I think they have a bye. I believe they have a bye next week.
The fans would be like, hell no.
It's working. You know, like, yeah, if now if he gets to November
and he starts
in the rookie wall and things start, okay, that by that time, Tony Romo should be. Then you're like, okay, maybe it's time. But right now, leave it the hell alone.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of broken, Lord have mercy. Although it was a good game, though, it was a great game. But, man, Carolina, 1-5.
They done. I hate to write dudes off this early in the season, but Carolina's done, man. Their defense is not the same defense from last year.
Nope. Gave up 41 points. Drew Brees got in one of my leagues. 34-49. 465 yards. 4 touchdowns. And had an interception and 1 sack.
In the dome, he is like money.
Man.
Brandon Cooks popped up.
I love at you, baby. Nice comeback.
Brandon Cooks was back.
9 targets, 7 for 173 in the touchdown.
He had like 85-yard touchdown. It was ridiculous.
And even that Kobe Fleener who showed up, 674 in a touchdown. That nice catch.
I told y'all.
I was hoping. I was like, check that. Replay that. I know you got, look at it.
I know.
Give me that touchdown.
I know fantasy owners were very frustrated early in the season, but you got to have patience. Mm-hmm. You got to have patience.
It's a week-to-week thing.
Yeah. He's new to the system and everything, and you see he's starting to catch on and do well. So, kudos to them. But Carolina, man, it's that defensive backfield. And I know people are going to be like, see, if they never got rid of Josh Gordon. No. I'm not going to put it all on Josh Norman. Josh Norman was a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But you lost Roman Harper. You lost Kurt Coleman. You lost several pieces, veteran pieces, in that backfield and replaced them with youth.
Yeah.
They're going to take lumps.
Yeah.
They're going to take lumps. So, I mean, it their front seven is still stout, but it's been shown quarterbacks now can eat your defensive backfield up every week. So, I mean, you got to figure out, Ron Rivera got to figure out something. Because to go 15-1, now you're 1-5?
Yeah.
Could you imagine if they went 1-15? Oh, man, my gosh.
Man, the amount of hate Cam Newton going to get. Social media age. Oh.
They're going to kill him.
Crap.
They're going to crucify that man.
But you mad now, huh? Why would you? You short, huh? Don't even come to the press conference because we know you don't want to say nothing. But, I mean, today, 27-47, 322, 2 touchdown and interception.
He had that running touchdown that tied the game towards the end.
2 carries, surprisingly. Yeah. Wow.
One of them was for a touchdown. It tied up the game, but I saw, too, after he scored that running touchdown, he was pumped, and he was talking shit, and it was like, dude, you still got time on the clock.
Yeah.
Like, I know you happy, I know you pumped, but hold on a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then Drew Brees was like, all right, doop, 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 field goal, we win.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
And then, so he was short one. So everybody be like, 1-5, your chances of making the playoffs is slim.
Very slim. This is why I'm kind of like, their season's over. I think it's done.
Yeah, they got to compete, so you just don't want to be fucking late. If you finish last.
If you finish behind Tampa Bay, man, that's pitiful.
Mm-hmm.
That's pitiful.
And you know, look, as great as a quarterback as he is, he can't do it all himself.
Yeah.
That's just a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, shout out to Greg Olsen, 6-for-94 on 7 targets.
Money, man.
Kelvin Benjamin, 8-for-86. So you got something, but yeah, this 1-5. I don't know. Who else? 5-1, New England. You know, at first I was like, Cincinnati, can we do it? Nope.
Nope. Second half came and you were like, nah, not happening.
Like, ding, 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 ding. All right. I guess.
Gronk is back.
Man, put him in. Gronk is like, yeah, I'm back. 9 targets, 7 for 162.
He's like, down. Oh, Tom's back? All right, good. I'm back then.
Lock him in.
Like, jeez.
Oh, I'm healthy now. Okay.
I mean, that tandem with him and Martellus Bennett, man, is brutal. It's brutal.
Martellus is 5-for-48.
And then James White
got 9 targets, 8-for-47. Yeah, frustrating. Julian Edelman, 4-for-30 on 7 targets. Yeah, I ain't seen the big stat line from him yet.
No. And I'm not sure he's going to get it.
I don't know, because now you got another target in Bennett.
Yep. Thank God LeGarrette Blount scored that touchdown. Whew.
Yeah, he's 13 carries, 50 yards. Mm. Yeah, Tom Brady, 29-35, 376, three touchdowns, doing it.
He's just, God damn it.
He on a mission.
Yeah, he is, man.
Playing with some hate. I hate y'all. When we playing in New York, so Roger Goodell can come and I can throw, I can go nuts on him.
Throw for 707 touchdowns.
Oh, man. Yeah, Andy Newton, I had doubt, 21-31, 254 and a touchdown. Yeah, I had, it was between him and Phillip Rivers in the league. I was like, I don't think Phillip, I just thought Phillip, I didn't think it would be, I thought it'd be like a 5-point difference. But I figured Phillip Rivers probably have a couple interceptions. Mm. Andy Dalton may have one, but, he did all right.
And he rushed for a touchdown. Yeah,
take it.
They missing another that number two option.
Mm-hmm.
Marvin Jones, Mohamed Sanu, you know, really opened things up for Andy Dalton. Mm-hmm. I mean, now with
– I mean, Eifert ain't – I don't Eifert know when he's coming back.
I don't know. Brandon LaFell has always had hands of stone, so that doesn't help.
Yeah, he's always – you see him every now and then. He'll score a touchdown, but then that's about it.
Yeah, so he's never been consistent. Tyler Boyd's a rookie, so – you know, Hugh Jackson's gone.
Yeah,
that's another big loss for them. So, I mean, I don't know what's going on there, man. But it looks like after so many years, this is the end of Marvin Lewis as a head coach. I don't think he can't if they don't make the playoffs, he ain't surviving this season.
No.
That's it.
It doesn't look like it. He's behind some people. I mean, you know, he's getting close because, you know, them Giants beat Baltimore off that. Hey, man, if – I guess this is just going to be a thing with Odell Beckham now that he hit that kicking net and it came back. And I guess he's just like, oh, everybody made fun of me. All right, I'm going to use it. So this fool was laying under it at one point. Like, what is he doing? Oh, yeah. Okay.
He still got to get his emotions in check, though. I mean, he had that great touchdown catch towards the end of the game, man. But then ripping his helmet off and talking. And
I was playing like on 4th and 1. This is it. They can just get in field goal range. Bam. Mm. 75 yards, I'm out. I'm like, what? I mean, I got him. So I was like, oh, yes.
Oh, I know ODB fantasy owners were like, thank you, finally. I mean, this is why I spent a top 5 pick on your behind.
He's been producing, but I mean, you don't get games like this often.
No.
10 targets, 8 receptions, 222 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Killing.
Yeah.
Should get you some wins. I don't know if it got me a damn win, but yeah, and then as soon as he did it, I was like, dude, just.
And then the defensive player had a roughing the passer, and you were like, what the heck, man? Y'all just giving the game away. Had they lost that game, that's all Cats would have been talking about. All people would have been talking about is OD. Yeah. Damn it, ODB.
Yeah. Like that play, you got to be smarter.
You got to be smarter about it.
You want to say, I'm sitting here like, you know, do your thing, run off the field, and then when you buy your bench,
yeah,
then take it off.
And do what you want. Yeah.
But at least wait. You got to at least wait a few seconds to take that joint off. You know, now if you did it with like a second left or something.
Maybe.
All right.
We'll give you a pass.
Right.
But not when there's time left on the clock and they can march downfield.
Look, I respect Joe Flacco. Even though he, you know, he was missing some dudes.
Yeah, he was.
That's the frustrating part. 26-48, 307. Just like some wide open. There was one that Mike Wallace, you know, like, oh, okay, that could have got us even closer. Yep. All right.
And then they got another injury. Terrell Suggs out. Towards bicep.
Oh.
So you're like, Jesus Christ. Injuries are just hitting them again this season.
Terrence West taking advantage.
Yeah, he is. 23
carries, 87 yards, 2 touchdowns, 36 reception yards. Just getting it in. Keep
getting it, yeah.
Hey, man, I need Sterling Shepard to step up a little more. I mean, he got 8 targets. He's getting the targets. 4 for 25. All right.
Yeah. He's still a rookie. Yeah. He's a rookie.
And then New York backfield, nothing.
Yeah, I'm on the verge of releasing Rashard Jennings. I'm
9 carries, I can't do it. 15 yards. Yes. Bobby Rady, 6 for 13.
Yeah.
I don't want to make catch much. Just, I was looking at pick one of them up.
Nope. Just
leave it alone.
Yep, don't
leave
touch
it alone.
Don't touch them.
Both of them teams 3-3. Ravens, has Ravens lost 3 straight?
Yes.
Jeez. Y'all got to get it in. Other good ones out here. Let's talk about your. Before we get into, because I know they frustrated and mad, let's just set them off even more. I forgot that LeSady McCoy was playing his old coach.
Yeah.
I forgot. I was like, this dude looking like 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm. This is for trading me, bitch ass.
And he liked that. I think like every time he's played or plays Philly, he just like, yeah, I'm having my all-time game.
You play Chip Kelly, it's a wrap, son. I'm going off. I'm going to show you what you traded. Mm. And that's just what it is. That's just what it is. Tyrod Taylor didn't even have to do nothing. He took the day off.
Yeah, he had a nice he had a nice catch down.
That Buffalo defense is rolling, man.
They are.
They are starting to roll again.
Put up 45 on them.
Rex Ryan, you know he's like, yeah.
That's what he needed.
All y'all was talking shit early in the season. Mm-hmm. What's going on now? I don't hear y'all now.
Yeah, 4-2. LeSean McCoy, 19 carries, 140 yards. Three of them things. Mm. And I bet you every time he scored, he ran back and looked directly at Chip Kelly. You won't hear. Here's a game ball. You want this?
Oh, man. I mean, Colin Kaepernick, first start. I mean, look, I respect Kaepernick and what he's doing protest-wise. I've always said on the show, I ain't never been a fan of him as a quarterback, per se.
No.
And he showed again why today.
13-29.
He couldn't even hit 50% of his passes.
You said it's Buffalo defense playing well. And 8-60. Look, the team's just not that good.
Yeah. That's the bottom line. Yeah, I mean, it looked, the offense looked better under Kaepernick, but still, they ain't got enough weapons.
I mean, I know Torrey Smith happy.
He's like, finally, somebody who can give me the ball.
Yeah, who can go long. Like, he get deep threat. He can't do nothing. But yeah. He had 376 and a touchdown. He caught Kaepernick, not bad. Hopefully, you know, they play a team with an easier role. But yeah. They 1-5.
Oh, they done.
Yeah. And, you know, I know Philly owners are like, what the fuck? All your Eagle fans. Division games.
You never know. It's always a top. Yeah, Big B talk your
all
shit.
All I know is after this game.
Kurt G.
Next time you turn on In Deep Show, at some point in the show, he's going to be like, smashed on the motherfucking Eagles.
I wonder, because Kurt G's an Eagle or Redskins fan, right? Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's talking shit to King Killer and E. Green right now.
I know this. Oh, I know he is. I know they be talking, they be playing like, what up? I'm looking at Kirk Cousins, 18-34, 263, 2 touchdowns, no sacks.
You like that?
And shout out. I've been waiting for him to have a damn good game. Matt Jones.
I told y'all not to get rid of him.
16 carries, 135 yards, and a touchdown. Yes.
I told y'all don't drop that man. He was like, I need to get rid of him. No. He's getting the volume, though.
They just
got
to get going.
Yeah. Oof.
It worked. I started.
Hey, shout out. Without Jordan Reed, too, I thought they were going to lose. But shoot, freaking Carson Wentz looked like a rookie in that game.
Yeah, 11-22, 179, no touchdown, 5 sacks, oh. Five times. Only 94 yards total from rushing. Ryan Matthews, 9 carries. Nine carries.
They doing that committee thing now. So I would say drop Ryan Matthews if you need to.
He's still. I'm like, come on. They only ran it 21 times.
Yeah, I don't know.
And Darren Sproles, the next person, got 4. So, I mean, come on. You ain't got to give him 25, but he can't even get 10?
Well, part of it, too, was they were down so early.
Yeah.
They had to run it. I mean, they had to pass it.
But yeah, it's just, if. So, yeah, Redskins 4-2. Y'all, Eagles 3-2.
This division is fun, isn't it?
What's other shocking? We're going to get to that in a second. Detroit had a good game against the Rams.
That was a good game.
Look, the Rams is playing.
Hey, Case Keenum, shout out to that man.
He going to make y'all be like, wait, do I got to pick up some Ram wide receivers? Kenny Am I going to have to get Kenny Britt now?
Kenny Britt. I would say, yeah, if you need a receiver, pick up Kenny Britt. He's been producing.
He's one of them dudes. You're just like, man, you got talent. What is it?
And you forget, he's 28 years old. He's been in the league so long. You're like, how old is this fool? He still ain't cracked 30.
He was like, what is it, man? You should be like killing on a team.
Yeah.
7 for 136 and 2 touchdowns on 8 targets. Y'all going? He Case Keenum trying to make fools pick up Ram wide receiver. Yep. Wow.
Baylor.
I may have to go. Case Keenum, 27-32, 321 yards, three touchdowns.
It seems like he's gotten better every game.
They said his long ball, I've been hearing, you know, since they talked, now we got a sports team, they can talk about him, that his long ball, long game is good.
Yeah.
You know, they said his short passes are what need work. But they're like, look, it's working. Detroit, right? Hey, Matthew Stafford, 23-31, 270, four touchdowns.
I know you happy.
Let's go. That running game, you don't want nothing yet.
Baylor,
if
told
you. Picked up Justin Forsett and started him, sorry. Five carries, five damn yards.
I told you, Baylor, don't drop. Don't sell on Ty Gurley just yet. Mm-hmm. Don't sell on the man yet.
But I know who will get picked up because I dropped his ass because he wasn't doing nothing. Golden Tate. On 10 targets, 8 for 165 in a touchdown. Yeah. Okay,
go ahead. At least Matt Jones gave me that TD.
Yeah, Marvin Jones, 2 for 10 in a touchdown. Yeah, baby, I take it.
Like, give me that touchdown, please.
And then the girly on this, 14 for 58. He's getting it. What? He's like, dude, can we get a 100-yard game from you, please?
It's coming. It's coming. Look, the more Case Keenum continues to play well, mm-hmm. It's going to open things up, and they can't stack the line no more. He was running well early on, but then they started bunching the damn line. It was like,
you can't come out last season and, oh, I'm going to come in after week four, and then murder dudes, and then teams be like, oh.
We're just not going to focus on him.
We stopping you first, second, third time, all the time.
Yeah. He is the focus. Yes, he is.
Case Keenum beat us if you can. And
he's doing it.
Yeah, he's been playing. They're 3-3.
Not bad.
They're still in the mix.
They're still in the mix.
Hey, folks in Miami, happy for y'all. Put 30 on Pitt. I believe.
Only because Ben Roethlisberger got hurt.
And you were like,
that's the only reason.
Yeah, you were like, what the hell happened? Yeah, I saw you too. You were like, well, the bus driver's gone.
I was like, if Ben ain't there, their offense is mediocre at best. Because Landry Jones can't get the ball to Antonio Brown.
No, Antonio Brown, 8 targets, 4 for 39.
That's what I'm saying. And Le'Veon Bell, that's all you can do. If Ben's out, all you can do is give it to Le'Veon Bell. That's it. And that ain't enough because that's all we going to focus on. Yeah. We stopping him then.
But yeah, I had to mention because another dude who I seen on the waiver who will not be on anybody's waiver no more, Jay Ajayi, 25 carries, 204 yards, and 2 touchdowns on these Steelers. Damn.
I got to eat a little crow. I didn't think the kid was that good, to be honest.
Yeah, that kid's something he would get run. Okay, Arian Foster's back. What did Arian Foster do? 3 carries, 3 yards. Sit down. This is our wow. Yes, I'm putting the waiver wire on flyer on that dude. I'm like, wait, Arian Foster came back and he only got 3 carries?
Now he just came back from injury, so we don't know yet.
Yeah, but I mean shit.
Nah, I get it.
But it looks like committee's coming up.
Yeah, it will be a committee, so I ain't saying start Ajayi every game because
no, but if he out there and you got a bench spot, pick him up. That's if you need a wide receiver, if you need some running back help.
Exactly.
And, you know, judging by the way these damn, looking at everybody, mostly everybody going to need some help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's get into these games. Y'all was talking shit. San Diego did the damn thing.
Yeah. And I'm not normally that guy, but Denver lost the game more than San Diego won that fucking game. Mm-hmm. It was like, we marching down, Jordan Taylor fumble. We marching down, Demaryius Thomas fumble. C.J. Anderson touchdown, holding. Like, God, you know what? This just ain't our day. This just ain't our day. Playing.
Damn it! God damn it!
That's what I told LJ. He was like, I'm gonna leave voicemail. I was like, dude, ain't nothing you can say to me that's gonna piss me off more than I already am right now. I was pissed. Thursday. Chris knows. I was like, nigga, I ain't watching the game no more. Chris had to update me on stuff that was going on because I was like, I'm not watching this
anymore.
He was
like, they going to fuck up.
Yeah, he was like, oh, they moving down. I was like, watch, they going to find a way to fuck it up just because that's just how the game's been going. And lo and behold, holding this and holding it, roughing the pad. You're like, oh my God, you know what?
That was funny. And then that, it was like, CJ Anderson, oh, it's coming back.
Coming back for a hold. And I got him in both my fantasy leagues, so I didn't need that. I was like, oh, my God. So, I mean, it, if our offense could do anything, we'd still be undefeated right now. Because defensively, we held the man to one touchdown, and it just field goals after that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it ain't like the defense is just playing like straight doo-doo.
No, the defense did its part.
Von Miller had another sack, I think. he ain't no bust, LJ. He got paid, and he's still doing what he needs to do.
Now, yeah, Phillip Rivers 18 to 29, 178.
He didn't even crack 200 yards.
They didn't let the team almost 99 yards total rushing. Didn't get 100. Hunter Henry, man.
That's that dude. If you ain't picked him up, if he's still available somehow in your leagues, pick him up now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm about to.
Because he on my team.
Yeah, I picked him up. I had when Intel Don't Guess was struggling. And now I made that mistake of. Let me switch because now Antonio Gates. Antonio Gates, you probably getting dropped.
Antonio Gates is probably at this point. He's like the red zone threat only. Yeah. He ain't an every down tight end anymore.
Even that Hunter Henry getting all that. Yep. And Hunter Henry had 8 targets.
Yep.
Now look, it was Denver's defense, so you know he can't target everybody.
Yeah.
So yeah, she sounded like a Bronco.
Exactly. Yeah. Isley was like, "Oh man, I know Isley, I know."
And then on the opposite end. You know, in Oakland, what happened?
Yeah, what happened, Raiders? What happened? What happened to Brett Favre, Baylor? I thought it was the next coming of Brett Favre. He looked like Brett Favre that threw all them interceptions.
Yeah. 22-34, 225, touchdown, interception, 65 yards rushing.
Yeah, that running guy. That
no Murray.
Maybe y'all do need Latavius Murray back badly.
I know.
I mean, Amari Cooper did his thing.
Yeah. Look, Alex Smith, 19-22, 224. No touchdowns. No touch again. There you go, yep. Raiders.
I'm telling you, that Raider deep. What happened?
I watched, you know, I'm on red zone.
Yeah.
So I didn't see the carry count. Spencer Ware out carried Jamal Charles 24-9.
Yeah.
Well.
Jamal Charles.
No, I'm sorry. That's how
that's like, how Raider fans are right now.
Spencer Ware did what?
I mean, Spencer Ware was hot.
24 carries, 131 yards, and a touchdown. Wow.
He just kept rolling. I mean, Jamal Charles came in, scored a touchdown, got some nice runs.
Yeah, looked
explosive again, mm-hmm. like he used to.
2 target, but wow.
But yeah, like, Spencer Ware was that dude.
That's why I did not trade him. I was like, I don't, wow.
I'm sorry, but they need to start getting Travis Kelce the ball. What? Trade him if you don't want to use him.
3 targets.
Trade him to another team, please.
They was clearly spreading around.
Jeez.
Chris Conley had the most with 4, but it was like 3 targets here, 2 there. He's spreading around. You basically fed the running game. Okay, but yeah, and Kelce on. That's why I love Travis Kelce, but I don't want to pick him because I'm like, he is a coin flip.
Yeah, and then I'm telling you. That Raider defensive backfield gets 8. Hey, y'all spent all that money on Sean Smith for nothing. Waste. Reggie Nelson, you got potential, but y'all ain't playing up to them standards right now.
Nope. I mean, good luck for Amari Cooper on 13 targets, 10 for 129 yards.
Yep.
I mean, look, you're 4-2.
Yep.
Unfortunately. No, you're not happy with 4-2? I guess she not. Y'all watching. Kansas City right behind y'all. See, running right behind y'all. Kansas City, 3-2.
Ooh.
Y'all better watch out.
Thanks, Raiders.
Yeah, because Kansas City can fuck both y'all up.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting. This is why we like – it's division, man. We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what the AFC West. It's tough.
Oh, man. And then I'm going to just throw this out there once again.
I just hope we can win a game.
Browns are 0-6.
Oh, my God.
You knew Mariota was going to go off.
Oh, Mariota went nuts, which is why I started him today. I was like, good Lord, the Browns, they need all the help they can get, man.
Oh, man. But some news thrown out there. From last week, Ravens fired offensive coordinator Mark Trestman, promoted QB coach Marty Morningweg. Maybe it'll produce a little more. I mean, it was competitive,
yeah.
So maybe it'll go that way. He got the running game going. Raider fans, Nevada legislator approves the Las Vegas stadium plan, which seems to be a $65,000 seat dome stadium and a convention center expansion. Looks like they're going to be using $750 million in public funds, up to a 1.4 percentage points in hotel tax for all that. She's right here. So, of course, now I think it goes to vote. No, you can stay here. You know, of course, owners more than likely, they about that money, so they'll probably approve it.
Of course.
And I heard, I think Mark Davis said they're going to stay in Oakland for like until 2019 or something like that. He probably like, I just signed this damn lease. I'm not getting out of this thing.
Yep.
Like I already said, I'm throwing money in the pocket. I need, because, you know, we talked about that when they went up on the rent. He was probably like, you know what? Nah, I'm not.
Nope.
Nope. You want me to get out this lease? Hell no, I'm trying to spend that money. Let me just, y'all work on, do that.
Yep.
Do the Vegas. It ain't going to be ready by 2019 anyway.
Yeah.
And then we saw the Niners restructure Colin Kaepernick's deal, wiping out the final 4 years, making it a 2-year contract with player option for the second year. So he's still getting the same $16.5 million. No guaranteed money.
Which means he's opting out next season. After the season's over, he's opting out of his contract. And then Frisco, you ain't got to worry about him no more.
Yeah, which is why they did it that way. Like, let's give you the money. You probably going to want to leave.
Mm-hmm.
We probably would not mind if you left either.
Considering his protest, it's just going to be interesting to see how much interest he garners during free agency.
Yeah, but if he plays well, you know.
Somebody will pick him up.
You never know. Oh, where he at? Because I seen some things. Let's head to this IR. Just name a few players. Kevin White. Bears put him on. Broken fibula. And then this week, Bucks placed Charles Sims on IR. I was like, what the hell? When was this? He's like, okay, he got hurt. We didn't know. And unfortunately, Jets place Eric Decker or going to place Eric Decker on IR due to torn labrum. His shoulder surgery will require 6 to 8 months to recovery, so he's probably done.
You know, the Bears are like, we picked him over Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
Yes, you did. I mean, big mistake.
Right. This is always when you got two guys.
When I go with the dude who produced,
he's been the more consistent. He was the guy.
It wasn't rocket science.
He had hands. He had all that.
It wasn't rocket.
Kevin White was that, like, this new guy.
Potential. Yeah. He's got that P word.
He's got a higher ceiling than Amari Cooper.
No, he doesn't.
Like, he's just that freak athlete.
He's a freak athlete.
Right. Versus the dude who was like, well, he just made plays.
In a system where they run most of the time.
Hands.
I mean, come on. It wasn't rocket science. So, the Bears, I have no sympathy for them. Y'all were stupid. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, you should have took it. It was tough. I mean, we'll see how.
Well, they lost. Jay Cutler's gone. Yeah. I'm like, Brian Hoyer has kept that job.
Well, he did enough. Now, but if he get it next year, I doubt it.
He's playing better than Jay Cutler.
Yeah, well, Jay Cutler gone. We know that.
Jeez Louise.
Look like I think Indy's whooping Houston right now.
Of course. Twitter's going so off on Brock Osweiler.
23-9, no! 5 minutes to go.
What's Brock doing?
Let's take a look.
5 of 23?
14 of 27.
Oh!
121 yards, interception.
Oh!
Hey, Lamar Miller owners, 22 carries, 139 yards, and a touchdown.
Well, he showed up. Mm-hmm. I still traded him, and I'm not looking back.
DeAndre Hopkins, 11 targets, 5 for 34.
5 for 34? Mm-hmm. He ain't cracked. I don't think he's cracked 80 yards all season.
Is Will Fuller healthy? Because I see him nowhere on this thing.
No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
He was questionable coming into the game.
Okay. T.Y. Hilton, 242. Frustration.
Oh!
After that big game last week.
That's all he got? Dude, I lost by 2 points.
On 5 targets.
Fuck you, T.Y. Hilton. Jesus, man.
Yeah, Frank Gore, 19 carries, 98.
I needed T.Y. to put up a donut today. Jesus Christ, man. Thanks. Oh, and Dwayne Allen got hurt. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, and in the Monday game, you got the Jets at Arizona. No Eric Decker. That's going to make it rough.
And then, dude, I'm playing Sean, and he has freaking David Johnson left.
Mm.
God damn it. You know what? I can't catch a break right now.
David Johnson about to kill.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, I got off the donut last week. And then I'm like, all right, I'm playing
on,
D.
I'm like, on losing streaks right now. I'm like, God dang it.
Yeah, ended one. All right, let's start another one again.
I got to stop the bleeding.
So, yeah, let's go into week 7. Yeah, I mean, hey, look, Arizona's 2-3. Jets are 1-4. Arizona
need that.
You need it.
Yep. They need it more.
All right, going into week 7. The Thursday game was always one star team, one whack team, Chicago at Green Bay. Now, it's a division game. They coming off a bad game.
I would expect Green Bay to win. I would expect.
Right, now, they're playing at home again. You know, however, they're not looking at a lot. And Brian Hoyer, he doing all right.
For whatever reason, Brian Hoyer tends to play well when he got to. So, I would expect Green Bay to win that game.
You got this is in London. I'm about to say I'd like to go to this game. The Giants versus the Rams.
Yeah, that's in London.
That's in London. I'm like, that's a nice matchup.
Make sure to set your lineups early. Yeah, because that game starts early.
6:30 a.m.
Yep.
Saints at Chiefs. That's not bad. Ooh, Minnesota at Philly. You hope you can bounce back
against that defense? I don't think so. Because I will admit, right now, Minnesota has the best defense in the league, above my Broncos. Yeah. I would put them above my Broncos right now.
Right. They're coming off a bye, 2 weeks to plan fresh for y'all.
And y'all playing a rookie quarterback? Sorry.
And your line is
and that right side with Lame Johnson missing in action. So, we'll see.
It's all right, K-Mark.
Yep.
Keep it close.
Yeah.
Thank you. Battle of Ohio should be
Cincinnati and Cleveland.
Yeah.
Andy Dalton better go nuts in that game.
Don't be that team. You do not want to be that team. Especially Cincinnati. You do not want to be that team. Let's see. Redskins at Lions. That's not bad.
Interesting.
That's interesting. Hey, Oakland playing Jacksonville. Should win.
Y'all better win that game. Don't let Jacksonville beat y'all. Because LJ, I will start running my mouth. Man,
Baltimore at the Jets. That should be. That
Baltimore
could be
should win that game.
Should. I would.
Should.
I want to see how the Jets play.
But we don't live in should
tomorrow. Land. I don't know. San Diego at Atlanta. Atlanta should come back and handle it.
Yep.
New England at Pittsburgh. Wrong time.
Ben need to get healthy quick.
Wrong time.
Need to get healthy quick.
And then, the night game. We're going to figure something out in terms of Seattle at Arizona. You might might have to work on the schedule or something. I don't know. And then Monday game, Houston at the Mile High.
Brock is coming back, baby. And we about to kick his ass. Oh, my goodness. Gary Kubiak will be back on Monday, so we'll have our coach back. We got a long week of rest. Emmanuel Sanders, I need you to get healthy, brother.
Yeah, got that taste. Got to wipe it out your mouth.
I'm like, y'all motherfucker, kick Brock's ass. There's a reason he didn't want to come back. Let him know why he should have stayed.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Handle that. I know y'all. I know the defense.
Defense is like, we know everything about him.
We've seen all we got to do is stop Lamar Miller.
And it's we're a wrap, coming. Son. Yep.
And they y'all watching like, what? The Colts defense doing this? Like,
let's go.
Yeah. Y'all better. So, y'all better.
We better win that game. If we lose to Houston, I'm shitting on my team. I'm going to do it myself. LJ Baylor, you ain't got to worry about it. I'm going to do it myself. Shoot.
Oh, man. So, yeah, we're going to take a quick break, y'all. We're going to come back. Start previewing this NBA.
Yes, sir.
Making our way around the sports world and get into our segments. Y'all listen to the Brothers Lemon Sports Happy Hour.
Holla! Position. Do what I did, do what I did. You can find the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn Radio. And you can always find them at blackisonline.com.
We're back, Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Yes, sir.
So if y'all want to talk some football with us, any other sports, y'all want to talk your trash like LJ, you just want to vent like Kmart, whatever, hit us up via voicemail, 323-455-4219. Email, thebrotherslehman@gmail.com. Twitter, @brotherslehman. Hit us up on the show page at the website, blackisonline.com.
And like we said, we accept any forms of feedback, good, bad. If you want to throw some shade, throw some slander, as LJ does all the time, you know, that's fine. I will take it. Just remember, if you're in that glass house, don't pick that rock up. That's all I'm going to say. Holla!
Mm-hmm. You know how folk get when you start talking, you start talking bad.
Mm-hmm. Nobody's ever say that bad about Miss Jackson.
G-Pa never forget.
Can't talk about LeBron James. Like, oh, he got it.
Like, he's sending
LeBron sexuals, Bayhive. I mean, what? Something.
Yeah, don't say nothing about Beyonce.
What?
I will kill you. It's like, dang. Do you know her personally? Jeez.
That's how I be. But, man, we into this season coming up. Yep. NBA.
Yep.
Man. And, you know, it's a lot of divisions, but at this point now, the divisions don't matter.
Nope.
Which I don't personally get. But we're going to treat it like the conference. So we're going to quickly go through the Eastern Conference. Just, you know, give quick views on what we think the outlook of the team is going to be and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So I got the schedule from last season. So we're going to just start from the top. So right. We in the East. So
Cleveland.
Yes, LeBron sexuals.
Yeah, there you go. Teddy D, Mama G, Storm. Yes. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Finished 57-25.
Ooh.
Beat the Pistons 4-0. Hawks 4-0. Raptors 4-2. And somehow
came down back 3-1
in the finals. Ain't nobody done that. Not even his airness.
Well, because his airness never had
nothing,
to.
Nothing gonna say. Michael Jordan ain't never been down 3-1 in any series.
Exactly. Period. Man. Point blank.
Remember. So, yeah, Matthew Dellavedova's gone.
Yep.
Brought in Mike Dunleavy. Nice addition.
Yeah, that's a good addition.
Also, another one of his old Miami homies, Chris Anderson. I'm like, okay. I mean, pretty much this team, I expect them to.
Everybody expects them to get back to the chip again. Of course, they favored.
Right. You know, they're going to be favored out of East, of course.
Of course.
They can get at least 55 wins again.
Yeah.
I expect
them LeBron to get 50
James
plus.
To now, that is off his back. You know, he'll play, you know, pressure's off. Let's handle this. Rest him a bit. You know, I mean, now you got what? You got Mike Dunleavy. You got Channing Frye.
Yeah. You got some shooters. You know, Kevin Love. You can spread the floor.
Oh yeah,
J.R. Smith. Even though he's erratic sometimes, but
yeah,
you got shooters who can spread the floor for you. So
oh yeah. Speaking of him, since we talking about him, let me play a phone.
Show me the money.
Yeah, I bet you J.R. Smith did that. That's when he heard what. 4 years.
As I said to your spirit, we know who wipes LeBron James' ass after he's done taking a shit. He was like, sign him.
Yeah.
Dengue was like, fine, I'll do it, LeBron, of course. Because we know who runs that team.
I'm only wanting to pay him 12, 11, 12, and we're not going higher than that. Well,
lying.
Cavs gave him a 4-year, $57 million. Fourth year is not guaranteed.
So that's about what? 14 a year? Yeah, so much about going over that 11. Shut up.
You got that money.
LeBron bitch slapped you and said, you better pay him or I'm leaving.
We're going to have a problem.
So Same thing last year with Tristan Thompson. You better. LeBron raised that backhand, was like, you better pay him.
Mm-hmm.
I concede.
Don't want me to get ugly.
No, sir.
That's exactly how the conversation went. That is exactly.
Are we going to do this again?
You better.
After everything I did for this city, do I need to bring back that letter?
Do I need to leave again?
Oh.
Do I need to threaten to leave?
You remember how you said y'all was going to win a championship first? Oh, who got you the championship?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, shut the fuck up.
Yep, so yeah, they going to handle it. Yeah, I expect more of the same. Playoffs, you know, different story.
Yeah.
I'm not going in all that because my team going to win the damn thing.
But, my team's winning it.
specifically, this for Mama G. I did it for Jonathan. It is appropriate for him. I'm not playing it until the end. But for LeBron James, for going in the season, yes, here you go.
Yes! Yes! Oh, yeah! Can you feel that, buddy? Huh? 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 I have exercised the demons. This house is clear.
He cleared it, all right.
I know.
Now, that pressure is off.
Yep.
I got.
He can play so freely now.
Plural. I got at least three.
I brought the first one to Cleveland in how many years? He can play so free now.
Even if we don't win another one.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. LeBron's done what LeBron promised to do. He promised to get y'all a chip, and he got it.
Mm-hmm.
And he signed for three more years.
Yep.
So y'all ain't got to worry about him leaving.
Nope. Yeah, so that's the easy team. Yep. Moving on down, Toronto Raptors. Impressive 56 win season.
Considering my bold prediction. Like, they ain't making the playoffs. Well, I ain't doing that again.
Wrong team, wrong division. That goes to the to me. I told you I was all about the team with the best point guard in the league.
Now the Washington.
Called to somebody over on 35th. But, yeah, I mean, Kyle Lowry and DeRozan carried them boys.
Yeah.
Beat the Pacers 4-3. Beat the Heat again in the 4-3 series. Unfortunately, lost to the Cavs with some ugly damn losses. I mean, when they lost, they lost.
Yeah.
Hopefully for them, they got that mojo back when they ain't going to be, you know, we don't need to see Kyle Lowry like that ever again.
Yeah.
No, he's like, I'm opting out. Like, I bet your ass is.
DeMar Carroll's going to need to step it up, though.
Yeah, he is.
He's got to step it up, which I think he'll be better in his second year. Valanciunas, he'll be better this season, I think, as well.
Yeah, Valanciunas showed a lot.
He just got to stay healthy.
Yeah, but he had a great postseason.
Mm-hmm.
So they really need him. They added Jaren Sellinger.
Nice addition.
What's the name? Jacob Poeto, the ninth pick in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
So they've got some more talent. Got another year together. Expectations high.
Yeah.
Now you're not only expected to get back, but actually try to slay the demon and beat Cleveland. I mean, we'll see if you can. We'll
see if that happens, yeah.
Moving on, it was a damn four-way tie for third. But finished third, the Miami Heat.
Oh, Storm.
Yeah.
That shit ain't happening this season.
No, they beat the Hornets in seven. End up losing to the Raptors in seven. And then it just fell the hell off.
No D-Wade.
D-Wade left. Luau Deng gone. Basically, according to Pat Riley and the Miami Heat, Chris Bosh done.
Yeah, Chris Bosh won't be there anymore.
Oof. You know, they picked up Deion Waiters, Beno Udrich. You know, Hassan Whiteside got that big money.
He better produce.
I mean, Goran Dragic should now be able to do his
thing. He should be able to step up, yeah. He should have a bounce back year for sure.
Play the game he normally likes to play.
But they're just too limited. They just don't have enough talent.
You know, I like to see Justin Winslow's second year. I mean, a lot is going to be put on his shoulders.
I think they can push for like the eighth, seven, eight. But they ain't finishing third.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, last year, you know, previous years, it was like you can finish 500 and make the playoffs. I mean, it didn't happen last year, so hopefully that means the East is
getting
a little tight.
Yep.
But Miami, yeah. I mean, they got Josh Richardson as right now as a starting guard. I don't know.
Yeah.
Behind them, the Atlanta Hawks, another 48 win. Beat the Celtics 4-2. Got swept by the Cavs. So long, Al Horford and Jeff Teague.
That's going to be so weird not seeing Al Horford in the Hawks jersey anymore. He's been there so long.
I know.
But they brought in Dwight Howard, so.
Hometown. What's his name? Chocolate Shoulders. Windex.
We'll see if he can do something and turn back the clock, but history says that ain't happening.
Yeah, they also Jared Jack, Chris Humphreys, in that trade for Jeff Teague, they got a Taurean Prince with the 12th pick. I mean, we'll see what they can do.
Yeah.
I mean, I know your boy is now in the starting spot. I don't know if he's going to get an extension. I think they're going to wait him out.
Ooh.
Dennis Schroeder.
Oh, Schroeder.
They giving him an opportunity.
He's balling. He's going to be balling this season. Book it.
Yeah, he got an opportunity to do something. I mean, Millsap, I think he's, you know, banged up a little bit with Millsap. More the same.
Yeah.
They should be better rebounding because for some, I don't know what it is, but Al Horford was not the best rebounder, which was kind of surprising.
Yeah.
A little bit. So Dwight Howard should help out Millsap a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Still got Cephalosha. Kent Bazemore had a solid season.
Still got Kyle Korver.
Korver back.
Yep.
Maybe Hardaway Jr. can do something. You know, the team got a splitter. Team should still be in the playoff mix.
We'll
obviously
see.
Not 50 wins, but, you know, more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Right down to the team that Horford went to, Boston Celtics.
Mm.
End up losing to them Hawks, but added or not, yeah, out of Horford. Jaylen Brown, number 3 pick.
Yep.
Expectations is moving up.
Yeah. They got Isaiah Thomas still.
Mm-hmm.
Avery Bradley's been getting better. Jay Crowder,
yeah. Defense, energy guy. You know, they got some things.
They got
over
something
there.
Going in the right direction.
You
there.
Got
so.
A nice guy you can go to offensively.
Mm-hmm.
You still got Amir Johnson.
Yep.
They added also Gerald Green.
Mm.
You know, still got Matt Smart. Terry Rozier, where you at?
Shout out to Louisville.
Teddy D, I've been hearing them, you're bringing the name up.
He's played well in the preseason and stuff, so we'll see if he can squeak in and get into that rotation.
Yeah, I hope so. But Boston, I mean, pretty much kept the same team on. Sullinger is gone, went to Toronto. You got 48 wins, so I know they are looking to crack 50.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Brad Stevens has proven to be a good coach.
50 and getting past the first round.
Mm-hmm.
After that, another 48 wins, Charlotte Hornets.
Oof.
That was a good first round matchup.
Good season. Good season for them.
They had some changes. Got rid of Al Jefferson. Jeremy Lin's gone. Courtney Lee's gone. That's going to hurt a bit.
That's going to hurt, yeah.
Hansbrough's gone as well. Only real major additions, Roy Hibbert, Ramon Sessions.
Yeah, but they slow
kept,
Roy.
Mm-hmm, they kept Batum.
Nice.
Kemba Walker had a great playoff.
Yes, he did.
Got to build on that.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. There's talks and rumors that they could look to potentially add Greg Monroe.
So
that'd be a nice
I've
addition.
Heard that. Yeah.
That'd be a nice addition if they could get him. They could pull that off.
Yeah, I hope so, man. You know, they still got, you know, Gilchrist. They got some talent.
Yeah.
48 wins.
I don't know if they can replicate that.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Yeah, that's how you
I see him taking a step back.
Yeah,
whatever.
Nelly, they should still be playoff bound.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see them falling that far. Maybe low 40s. Definitely should still be in the mix. Team on its way up. Indiana Pacers. They had 45 wins last year. Tough loss to the Raptors in the playoffs.
Yeah.
So long, Frank Vogel. Hello, Nate McMillan.
Nice. I'm glad to see Nate McMillan finally getting a gig, man. He deserved a job.
When was the last one he had? Yeah.
Portland, wasn't it?
Was he in Portland? Or was he in Detroit? No, he wasn't in Detroit, was he?
No.
He was somewhere else, I believe.
I thought he was with Portland.
He might have been before Stotts.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's probably what it was. We'll see. And then so long, George Hill. Hello, Jeff Teague.
Nice addition.
Mm-hmm. Also added Thaddeus Young and Al Jefferson. Hey.
They ready. They move. They doing some things. PG-13. Where you at?
Yeah, he had a nice bounce back year after that scary injury.
That gruesome injury. But I expect him to take off again this year. He just keeps getting better.
No, he has.
He has continued to improve and is doing a good job. I think Jeff T can thrive in this type of environment. taking a lot of the pressure off of him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Thaddeus Young, I like. I've always liked Thaddeus Young, so that's a nice addition. They want to run more.
Yeah.
They want a more up-tempo team, so they've got the pieces for it.
Yeah, and I think Al Jefferson will be coming on off the bench again. I like Miles Turner. Had a great rookie season. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see if he can
keep still
that
got
on.
C.J. Miles, too, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I expect them to improve on their record from last year.
Yeah, still got Monte Ellis in the backcourt. Yep. Yep. Ronnie Stuckey.
Yep.
Aaron Brooks on this side.
Ooh, nice.
They should be on the way. They finished seventh last year. I think they're expecting a lot better than that.
Yeah, they should improve on their record from last season.
Last team to make the playoffs out of East, the Detroit Pistons.
Detroit. Shout out to the What Up Doe. Mm-hmm. What Up Doe. What up, Tim?
Tim Wilson. Yeah, man, 48-44 wins. Got swept by the Cavs, which was frustrating as hell. Big, you know, not major things. You know, Steve Blake, Jody Meeks out. Brought in Ish Smith.
Shout out to the favorite. Boy. Yes, sir.
Which is good. Now that Reggie Jackson out.
Yeah.
About a month.
Ugh. Of Tobias course, Harris going ball.
Yeah, took my boy Boban from us. Or Jonovich. They already like, we like him. Like, I know y'all do.
I mean, he'll be a nice dude who can spell Andre Drummond, or shit. You can put him in at the same time. Just have an imposing lineup. You're just like, none coming in here.
Yeah, I know Andre Drummond is appreciative of that new rule that kicked in for the fouls, because Lord have mercy.
Yeah, you better improve on that 30-something percent.
Yeah, like, look, and
Chris Dudley-esque.
I'm saying, you got to get it to like 60.
Get it to 50 first. Let's take some baby steps. Get to 50%.
You got to at least make half.
Yeah,
shot. But I'm still.
But he's still young enough. Mm-hmm. Where he's still growing and improving.
Yeah, they paid and locked him in. I had Tobias Harris. You said Stanley Johnson coming back for his second year.
Mm-hmm.
Kentavious Caldwell-Pope.
Yep, they got the pieces.
Mm-hmm. Marcus Morris had a nice little thing. Signed John Lewis. So yeah, they've been doing it.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, Stan has definitely made this team. You know, they learned. I hope Reggie Jackson learned some things too.
Stan Van Gundy did a good job.
So. Eighth, you got to move up on that too.
Yep.
That's too close. And then we start trickling down to the teams that missed. Yo squad, 42 wins, Chicago Bulls.
Oh.
I mean, changes galore. Out, Pau Gasol, Joakim Noah, Mike Dunleavy,
Derrick Rose, Aaron Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all gone.
Bringing Rajon Rondo, Dwayne Wade.
D-Wade coming home.
Mm-hmm. Doing some good things, you hope. Definitely in the community. I give him that. I appreciate him going out and really being like, I know he's probably done stuff already, but, you know, like he said, his mission, his purpose from coming back to Chicago isn't just for the Bulls and that. It's really to make a difference in the community where he grew up from. So shout out to him for
probably
that.
The biggest difference we got and probably the key player for us, Robin Lopez.
I like that.
I like him. I've been watching him in the preseason. I like his energy. Mm-hmm. I like what he brings. It's just the little things, just setting screens, rebounding like that. I like that.
He was very good last year in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he played very well off of Porzingis. So when they traded him, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a little shocking.
So it'll be interesting. I mean, I know D-Wade came out and said, basically, he was like, championship ain't happening this season, which I appreciated. I was like, let's set the expectation. We trying to get to the playoffs first. Mm-hmm. Let's get there first, and then we'll focus on, you know, after that.
Right.
But, you know, I love the leadership that he brings to the team. I'm enjoying it. Seems to be that Fred Hoiberg has grown a pair and is getting on his players and is telling them what needs to be done and things of that nature and getting on guys. So I expect them to make the playoffs.
There you go. I mean, you also had a Denzel Valentine with the 14 pick.
Absolutely.
Just news today. You got Michael Carter Williams. So you got some defensive presence at the point.
We got some length, so that's what we need.
Yeah, so you can play, you know, get more time. So I'm expecting Jimmy Butler to be at the three a lot.
Yeah,
with all them guards.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I do expect the Bulls to be fighting for a spot.
Absolutely.
Who they knock out? I'm not sure.
I don't know. But yeah, I expect us to be battling for sure for a playoff spot.
Another team who wants to be in the playoffs, the Washington Wizards, who finished at 500.
Oh, with the best point guard, right?
Yep. Did another change, too. Randy Whitman. You had to get out of here. bringing in Scott Brooks.
Oh, we'll see.
No, they help. Scott Brooks is a solid coach. Also yes, brought is. In, traded for Trey Burke. They had signed Ian Mahimi, who saw us out 4 to 6 weeks. Partially torn meniscus.
Oh.
Yeah. Oof.
That backcourt is going to have to get it together with Beal and Wall. Mm-hmm. They got to figure something out.
Y'all to carry the team.
Yep.
Whatever mojo Toronto got, y'all better get it. I mean, Toronto played defensively. So, I mean, if Scott Brooks can get this team to play some defense,
yeah,
maybe some good things can happen. Otto Porter, come on.
Yeah, you got to prove you worth that third pick, my friend.
I mean, you hate seeing guys pick that high. I mean, you got to contribute something.
Yeah.
I mean, even Evan Turner has been balling. He ain't second round. He ain't number two pick balling.
Nah. But he's playing mm-hmm. pretty well.
Yeah, yeah. But he had definitely played well. He still got Gortat.
I like Gortat.
I do, too. You got the other Morris brother.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you definitely want to get back in the playoffs. Yeah, it all depends on this backcourt.
Yep.
Now, you got your money, Bradley Beal.
You better stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
No more of this hurt shit.
Nope. And then below them is when it
gets ugly.
Yeah. Teddy D.
Two-team Teddy D. The Orlando, well, I guess one team Teddy D in the NBA circles. Your Orlando Magic, bro.
Yep. Finished 35-47. Once again, another coaching change. Scott Skiles had to get out. Brought in Frank Vogel.
Good pickup as a head coach. They added Serge Ibaka as well.
Yeah, some of the move, you know, I mean, lately, yeah, they got Serge Ibaka.
I did not like them getting rid of Victor Oladipo, though. I didn't like that.
Especially not Ibaka on a one-year deal.
But, I mean, I guess they expect Evan Fournier to step up and play well, and you still got Mario Hezinga or Hezinga, whatever his name is.
Yeah, I mean, he should
get more time.
Yep. Effort Payton.
He got to improve that jumper.
Yeah, he's at least got to be effective.
Yeah, you got to be able to hit the mid-range at least.
They also added Bismack Biyombo with some money. Jeff Green got some cash from him, too. I don't know how this is going to affect
Bismack Biyombo with – it's like, I'm going to have a good playoff series cashing in.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Vucevic is like – nigga.
Right. Yes, now, granted, Vucevic is not the defensive – player that Biyombo is.
But he's way better offensively.
Mm-hmm.
Light years. If y'all don't want him,
great rebounder.
Somebody will take him off your hands.
You can play them both at starting at times. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you got Aaron Gordon. So, you know, front court isn't that bad.
No, it's not.
You got
they
some
got
pieces.
Some depth.
Mm-hmm. You got DJ Augustine backing up Effort Payton.
Mm.
So, let's see.
40 wins. Got to try to crack 40.
Yeah, you got to get close. You got to try to get 500.
Yeah.
You got to. And, you know, Frank Vogel should. I mean, he took the team, you know, made it what it was. And then the Pacers made him defensively and then kind of changed it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, he's got it. Hopefully, Scott Skiles didn't know, see something coming and be like, let me jump ship right now.
Yeah. We'll see.
Thinking bad. Another team that wants to make the playoffs that should have – for everybody, the Milwaukee Bucks. All that, and see, have a great season.
All that
play
hype.
The Bulls. They going to make it. Not with 33 wins, you ain't.
And losing Chris Middleton for basically the season did not help.
Nah.
That was not what you wanted to see to start the season. God damn it.
They're missing China. A lot of folk. Mr. Teletovic, Matthew Dellavedova, Jason Terry. Don Maker with the 10th pick. Yep. We'll see.
They love them long guys.
Also had Michael Beasley. Let me say with the trade, getting Tony Snell. Probably get more time at that, too.
Mm-hmm.
Trade-wise, I mean, Mark Carwin wasn't doing much. OJ Mayo dealing with some shit. Green Vasquez, they may miss. And Jared Bayless. So it's a lot. There's some shooting that's gone.
Yeah.
I know they brought Michael Beasley in. But, you know, this season is all about the Greek Freak.
Seeing how much he's improved and
he's running points.
He's been okay in the preseason. Hasn't really been great, but again, it's preseason.
Can't
really put too much stock into it. But I expect him to take another leap.
Yeah, I expect him to just be better than what he was. I'm not expecting him to come out being like Magic and shit. But
if he can hit that three consistently,
man,
that's what you want.
If he can just hit the jumper consistently, shit. Like they hit the third. I'm like, I need you to be able to make consistent 10-footers. Can you pull up and make a basket? Or do you always have to drive to get your bucket?
And I'm expecting Jabari Parker to have a big season. Yeah. He's looked good this preseason. Mm-hmm. He's looked really good.
He had that nice rookie year last year.
He got hurt.
Just so-so. Nigga, Miles Plumlee, too. Yeah, they got
some enough talent. Pieces. And then they losing Chris Middleton, I don't know. That was a big loss, man. That was a huge loss.
He was your outside weapon.
Yeah, and a good defender.
Mm-hmm. So they're trying to up from 33 as well. And then another team hoping here, one of those quote-unquote super teams, the New York Knicks.
The New York Knickerbockers?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all motherfuckers need to just worry about cracking 40 wins.
You know, another new head coach. Y'all just changing coaches over here in the East. Jeff Hornacek.
Mm.
Dude, Derrick Rose. You got Joakim Noah.
Who's already hurt. Y'all talking all this smack to me. Yeah, he tweaked like his hamstring or something. He was already hurt. Here we go.
You got Brandon Jennings. Courtney Lee, I like.
Yes, that was the one move I was like, thumbs up Phil Jackson to that one.
Solid move, yep. Ended up losing Robin Lopez, Calderon. They didn't care. Derrick Williams, Aaron Aflalo gone. This team, I mean, with Melo and them, now Melo at least has a guy where he don't feel like he got to do everything scoring-wise. So that should be a lot better for him. I mean, Porzingis, I'm waiting to see what year two bring with him.
We're expecting bigger things, but you never know. It could go the other way.
That's why I didn't draft something. I was like, yeah, I can't pay that much. I was like, he got weapons now.
Yeah.
D-Rose going to take some shots. And Porzingis need to take some shots.
We'll see what happened with Derrick Rose in that case.
Sad news was the detective who was investigating the Derrick Rose case was found dead.
They're ruling it a suicide. I'm with you, Baylor. That sounds like some mob shit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, hold on. She's investigating, and all of a sudden she turned up dead?
Mm-hmm.
What don't people want us to know?
Yeah,
I'm just saying. I don't know if that's fact or anything. I'm just speculating. But praise to her and her family, man. That's just sad.
Yeah,
that's just sad news. Yeah.
And he didn't saying it wasn't. I don't know what the fuck.
All I know is the nigga said he don't know what consent means. That's a problem.
Yeah,
that's a problem. You don't know what consent means, oh, right? Damn. Like, so how do you know she consented if you don't know the definition?
And that's all we did it last time. I was like, yeah, but was she cool with it now?
Was she cool having a train run on her? Because you admitted you were third in line. So I'm like, was that part of what she said was cool? I don't know. But again, I've said from jump, if he is guilty, he's a piece of shit. Mm. And if she lied, shame on her for lying. And she deserves what she gets to her then. But this is just an ugly situation for both sides.
Yeah, man, it is. So hopefully for him, I know the courts want to get through it. They don't want this to drag on.
Well, he's not coming back until it's all done. They've already said he's away from the team until it's settled.
Oh, shit.
So.
Welp.
We'll see how long it lasts. We don't know.
Sound like playoffs don't look like they coming. I mean, I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
You know, but ugh, that's not like it's going to be a while.
That's why the Bulls were like, peace.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. They saw that was like, hey, you want Derrick Rose? Here, we'll trade him.
We don't need the distraction.
Nope. And then we down to these last two teams who got it praying. For something better. The Brooklyn Nets.
Oh.
21 wins. I mean.
We got that. As Spirit called it, the ABC Challenge.
Yep.
Let's go.
Yep. Anthony Bennett is now on this team. Along with Randy Foy, Grievous Vasquez, Scola, Trevor Booker. Jeremy Lin should probably be killing.
He better be averaging 20 plus. Like, there's no reason for him not to. Anthony Bennett, there is no reason you shouldn't average 10 points. Yep. At least.
Yes. Yeah, Spirit, I know you was on there like, I thought the point thing was low. I'm like, dude averaged like
you called him the worst number one pick in the world. We got to take baby steps, homie. Yeah. Baby steps.
Yeah, he can't wipe that out in one season. You act like he going to be CJ McCollum. Oh, now he getting some time. Now he putting up 20 points. I don't expect him to.
Now, if he does that.
Right.
I'd be glad.
Oh, then we just be like, give me that chicken. Let's go. Ready for some biscuits, man. I think I'm going to get some extra ones.
we'll see. The Nets, they're not going to be good.
Yeah, that's gone.
Brooke Lopez, go nuts.
Yeah, he should. Hopefully, he's healthy. He can do that. Yeah, 20 wins. I'm expecting around that.
Yeah, the same. Again,
maybe 25. But hey, Linsanity might be back in effect.
Yeah, we'll
in
see.
New York.
We'll see if the magic can happen.
And finally, unfortunately, them Philadelphia 76ers.
Oh, and already lost Ben Simmons.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, damn. Already trying to get past 10 wins. Like, God, 10 wins last year. Luckily, you got the first pick. Luckily, you did. They also had Gerald Anderson, Jared Bayless. Saric is coming into play this season.
Well, shit, now that Ben Simmons got healthy, he got a spot open for him. And I must say, Joel Embiid has looked solid in the preseason. But again, it is preseason. But he's starting to come along. I guess they're starting to ramp it up to about 15, 20 minutes a game. He can start playing. So we'll see what the kid got. We'll see what he's worth now, finally, after all these years.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they flipping. They probably eventually going to flip Nerlens Noel or Okafor. Yeah. One of them going to go.
One of them going to go. Two of them probably going to go. Well, if Embiid, well, more than likely, Okafor going to go.
Yeah.
Because if Embiid is playing, then they're like, all right, well, Noel at least a defensive dude. Yeah,
exactly.
Somebody will take him, for sure. They're going to be making some moves. I know the Colangelo's there figuring some things out. But, yeah, Ben Simmons will be back this season.
Yeah, at some point. But I wouldn't – don't rush the kid back, of course.
No, don't do that.
Nah.
But, yeah, man, the Eastern Conference is going to be good. Of course, it seems like it's one team and the rest. The East was competitive last year.
Yes, it was.
So I hope for more of the same with that.
Absolutely.
And just some regular news. I know we'll be doing the West next week.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis out 10 to 15
of
days.
Of course.
Ankle sprain.
What else is new?
And the beat goes on. Jesus, like, come on, man.
He can't stay healthy to save his life.
I hope he does.
Jeez.
But, man, it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Let's go. A couple more weeks. I'm going to enjoy Halloween. And then let's get the season started.
Yes, sir. I got to raise my little Bulls fan that's coming.
Yeah, buddy.
College football. I know I was talking to LJ. LJ, man, I know you
was. Y'all was nervous.
Because you was talking about against Duke. They need to be putting up 50.
And they put up, what, 21?
24 to 14.
They almost lost.
Yeah, it was close.
But, again, Lamar Jackson – I'm just going to run for 100 yards. That's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
God.
Leading candidate Heisman.
How can he not get the Heisman the way he's playing?
Mm-hmm. A couple upsets. North Carolina upsetting people again over in the state of Florida. Upset number 16, Miami, 20 to 13.
Miami can't – they can't get it together.
No. Nah.
God.
In Miami.
Oh my gosh, that's terrible.
Virginia Tech came to Syracuse and lost, ranked number 17. And I love when they showed the post game from the coach of Syracuse. Oh, that was awesome.
I didn't see it.
He's basically like, what? They didn't know. That's not their fault. Folk up in Vegas said they was going to be a 2-touchdown winning team. Don't fault Virginia Tech. They didn't know. They didn't know. And I was like, he had them that team. They was hype afterwards. I'm like, that's what I'm talking about.
That's why you love college. That's why you gotta love college, man. Mm-hmm. That's funny.
You get them upset. Like, what? You was gonna do what?
Yep, I'm telling you.
And then it was a few ranked matchups, and that was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State squeaked by number 6 Wisconsin.
They got that sack at the end of the game that sealed it. It was like
Wisconsin was shutting them down early, and I was like, "Come on!" But of course, they couldn't. But that was a good game. Another matchup of two top 10 teams. Alabama was like, "Yeah, we got you, Tennessee."
Yeah, the fuck out of here.
Beat number 9 Tennessee, 49-10.
Their quarterback is too shaky. Dobbs, I don't really care for him.
One of the good games, number 22, Arkansas, beat number 12, Ole Miss, 34-30. See, he's talking about the SEC teams.
Chad Kelly.
And then in another nail biter, Clemson held on in overtime over NC State, 24-17. Man.
Conference games. Mm-hmm. They're like division games. They're toss-ups, man. You never know. You play bad that one day, and it screws up your whole season.
Oh man, it does, man. So yeah, and then for the standings, AP got folk. Let me pull this up. Alabama's number one, owns pretty much all but one first place vote. Ohio State 2. Michigan jumps up to 3.
Mm.
Clemson 4. Washington 6-0 at 5.
How is everybody leapfrogging Washington? They are showing so much hate to the Pac-12 right now. What the heck, man?
Hey, man, all I know right now is Ohio State and Michigan, they play.
Yeah. So one of y'all got to – Washington just keep winning.
Yeah,
keep winning.
Win.
Winning you in.
If you can go stay undefeated, win the Pac-12 championship.
We get one in.
You can't be like, oh, well Michigan – no. No. If you won your conference championship, that means a lot.
Yep.
I'll be like, oh, well this team good. They just lost. Well, you lost your conference championship.
Yep.
Oh, well.
Yep. F that.
And around the top 10, Texas A&M 6, DeVille 7, Nebraska 8, even moving.
Nebraska.
Baylor 9, and Wisconsin fell to 10.
Mm.
Let's see. Do we have any? Utah's 19.
Yeah.
And that is it. Hey, North Carolina moved in. They 22nd.
Nice.
All right.
USC, UCLA, disappointing as usual.
Yeah, ain't none of them in there.
Sorry asses.
Oh, that is
crazy. Sorry, Baylor.
Yeah, maybe next year. So yeah. High hopes. Just beat SC. I guess that's all that's about. Yeah,
that's just down to that game.
MLB. Yeah, we on to the.
They won.
Oh, the Dodgers
won. Yeah, 1-0. Clayton Kershaw pulled a Clayton Kershaw type game, baby. Woo!
There you go.
Sorry, K. Marta.
Look, I mean, we John and I were talking. Like, look, I'm pulling for whoever come out of this series.
Mm-hmm.
But of course, I want the Dodgers to win.
Of course, I'm living in L.A. I would love to see the Dodgers win the World Series, but. I'm a White Sox fan. I just don't want your Cubs to win it. I'm sorry.
I just
want to
look. Pitch 7 innings, 2 hits, 6 strikeouts. Let's go.
That is why he the best pitcher in baseball.
Man.
Boom, son.
Talk about shutting down, killing the Ghosts. Was it game 4, 11 strikeouts, got him to a game 5. Game 5 comes in the 9th inning. Gets the last 2 outs. And I guess it's like the final out was the – I can't think of the dude's name.
Bryce Harper?
It was some Hunter, I believe, from the – I can't think. But it was I caught the last inning.
Mm.
And I was like, ooh. And they went to Kershaw off a one-day rest.
Kelly Jensen was just – he threw too many pitches.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
What happened?
Houston Indies in overtime.
What? What the fuck just happened?
I just looked down my phone. I'm like, wait, 23-23. Oh, my God. And Houston's about to win.
Oh, shit.
It's first and 10 at the Indy 12.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
Don't let Indy lose this game.
Oh, my God.
Oh, golly. That is jokes.
Yeah, so yeah, they were up 23-9. And then in the last 2 minutes, Lamar Miller
gets Osweiler. Threw 2 TDs.
Jesus. In 2 minutes. What the fuck? They must have had like, wow. Scored. Wow. Probably got the ball back off of them. Wow. I'm watching some highlights.
Yep.
Damn.
Jesus.
Yeah. And the Cubs. Hey, man. Everybody was like, hey, them even years is about them Giants.
I'm low key pulling. I mean, yeah. I know I'm a White Sox fan, but deep down, I kind of am pulling for the Cubs just because I'm like, it's been over 100 years. Plus, I see Bill Murray all the time at the games. I'm like, I know he's like, come on.
Man, they scored.
These old Cub fans are like, come on.
Yeah, I watched that game. Scored 4 runs in the 9th to beat the Giants. That hurt.
Yeah.
That hurt. The Giants was in. All of a sudden, I think the same thing seemed to happen with. What they said with the Nationals in game 5. Like, your dude, the guy who's pitching right now is hot. Maybe he gave up a run. Don't take him out. You take him out. There it goes. And it sounds like this is a Giants bullpen. It's ass. And it was like, what do you think is going to happen? Well, yeah, that's what happened.
Well, you know, Dodger fans are like, yes, nigga. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we ain't got to worry about y'all.
No, no Cardinals neither. Yeah.
This might be. Yeah,
now, Green, look, you're playing the best team in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if you lose to the Cubs, who had the best record in baseball, you're like, they on a mission.
Yep.
So I get it. Dodgers on a mission, too, so let's go.
Yes, sir.
Over in the AL. Blue Jays swept the Texans. I mean, they all right, we going back.
Yep. Like, Texas Rangers go home.
And the Indians beat the Red Sox in 4.
Ooh, Big Poppy. Man, he's gone.
Got a little emotional.
I think this is it for him, man.
That was it.
Damn, man.
He came back, went to the pitcher's mound after the game. Sound like, you know, they knew it.
Yeah.
And it was like the game was over. Ain't nobody leave. Shout out to Poppy.
Hey, one of the best clutch hitters of the modern era.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he would just rake them. You like, shit.
He did, man. I mean, he brought
in what, clutch position. What,
3 World Series titles after winning none. Part of that team that broke the curse.
Yep.
Hey, you came back 3-0 to beat your rival team.
Yeah.
You can't get better than that.
Right.
Because if you can, I'm almost like, if you ask them, what's your favorite? I'm like, well, as a rest, like, how do you not, like, winning your championship and not only to win the first one? We ain't won in, like, 90-plus years, but to beat the Yankees after going down 3-0.
And considering the type of place that Boston is, you know, especially with all the racial issues going on in the world today, it was nice seeing him being celebrated
mm-hmm.
by everybody.
Mm-hmm.
White folks, everybody was celebrating Big Poppy. I loved it.
Yep. So, yeah, and right now Indians are up 2-0. Look, it looked like these teams who ain't never been to the World Series in forever.
Cleveland's like, let's go!
Cleveland's like, give me that mojo.
We can't sprinkle it on these Browns.
Yeah,
they done.
I heard LeBron James. I'm like, all right, wait, are you really an Indians fan, or is it just
he's a Yankees
That's
fan.
What I thought.
He always rocking them Yankees. I've never seen him wear a Cleveland Indians hat.
He's a Yankee and he's the Cowboys.
Exactly. Fan. Don't pull for him now. Don't try to be that hometown nonsense.
Well, now he's just like, oh, well, of course that's what he's doing. He spoke at some point, so yeah. Not I mean, that, I'm sure. Man. I'm sure he'd be happy for the city because it's like, hey.
Yeah, be happy for the city, but don't pull that. Oh, I'm an Indians fan now. No, you're not.
He ain't.
I ain't a Lakers fan. I live in L.A. Yeah. I'll never say I am.
But we know he's rooting for him.
Exactly. So. That nonsense out
man,
of here.
Yeah, the playoffs keep getting better, man. This is the time to watch.
Yep.
If you watch any baseball, now is the time.
Yep.
All right, man. We on to the segments. 5 minutes with Grandpa.
All
what
right.
What you got for us?
This one's going to be just very, very quick. Fantasy-wise, I really don't have much to dive into. I mean, it's just there have been so many fucking injuries with fantasy. It's kind of ruined what I had going. But let's see. Oh, Houston just won.
Oh, man.
Jeez, the freaking wheeze. So week 7. I would say, yeah, play Aaron. Well, Aaron Rodgers, that's a given against him. Jacksonville, if you got Allen Robinson, Allen Hurns, now would be the time to fire him up against that sorry Raiders defensive backfield. Because I expect that to be a shootout. Baltimore, I mean, I guess if you need to play Dennis Pitta, if you need a tight end, you can play Dennis Pitta against them. San Diego, definitely play Hunter Henry against them. I would throw Phillip Rivers in there as well, just because that's going to be a shootout. Their defense is too suspect. That's really it, man. I don't really have too much. But, shout out to LJ, as he mentioned earlier. For those of y'all who watch ESPN First Take, there is a contest going on right now where I guess you win an opportunity to go out there and debate Stephen A. and Max Kellerman and all them. I did enter it, put up my video link. I'm going to continue to keep putting in videos because I guess there's no limit to how many you can do. So, wish me luck, y'all. That's all I really got. Just wish me luck on that, and we'll see what happens. And who knows, you know? Might make bigger and better things for the Sports Happy Hour. You never know.
Hey, we'll take it.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, we enjoy debating.
That's all I got. All
right. So let's get into these awards.
Yes, sir.
All right. Let's start, as usual, with the Noice Awards.
Noice.
All right. I have two. First one is going to all the athletes who came back at Donald Trump saying all his comments about grabbing girls in the pussy and all that, that was quote unquote locker room talk, that athletes from all different sports was like, what?
Yeah.
No, it ain't. Some of these I've seen, Jamal Crawford was like, locker room. CJ McCullough, I haven't heard that one in any locker room. LA Galaxy, Robbie Rodgers. I'm offended as an athlete that Donald Trump keeps using this locker room talk as an excuse.
Mm.
Oakland's A pitcher. As an athlete, I've been in locker rooms my entire adult life, and that's not locker room talk.
Mm.
I mean, it was a lot of them. I mean, you had some
from
players.
From a variety of sports.
Yeah. Folks just shooting that down. Dante Jones, the Cavs, claiming Trump's comments are locker room banter is to suggest they are somehow acceptable. They aren't.
Mm.
Who is this? Kendall Marshall, former, maybe still with the Phillies. I mean, excuse me, with the 76ers. Tweet, PSA, sexual advances without consent is not locker room talk. CM Punk, UFC Mitch Marshall, grabbing by the pussy isn't talk from any locker room I've ever been in. It's a Ted Bundy quote.
Mm. And that's coming from MMA fighters.
Yeah,
so and you know they can around. Get vicious. So yeah.
Now, you've had some players who come out and been like, okay, you know, a lot does get said in the locker room.
Yeah, and nobody's saying that, right. You know, there's not.
You're going to hear lewd language and stuff that's not appropriate. But
absolutely. But
you have enough people that are like, yo, like, you've had enough guys that were like, if I'm around that, I'm saying something. Like, yo.
It's gotten to, I mean, from a lot of them, they're like, yeah, stuff gets said, but it's not like we're flat out disrespecting women like that.
Let me tell you about this story where I just straight sexually assaulted this chick.
Yeah, like that shit does not happen.
Nah. You got to, you know, you got usual, you know, there's some male talk where you be like, damn, you see her ass?
Yeah, I mean, if, you know, dudes are going to say.
You be like, oh, word, but it's like, yeah, so I went up and just grabbed that thing. And you be like, you probably shouldn't have done that.
Yeah. We're not talking about raping women. We're not talking about any of that stuff. That shit is not cool.
And then, of course, he come back. Donald Trump start talking some shit about the NFL and their concussions.
It was like, dude,
like, quit.
As soon as
somebody says something back to you, you got to bitch up.
Yep.
I got to say something. What? Oh, that ain't shit.
And you talking about Hillary need to be drug tested. What the fuck are you talking about?
God. He ain't doing it. And then my other Norris Award is going out to one. Actually, one of Jonathan and my favorite shows, South Park. This last episode.
Hashtag Wieners out.
Man. Yeah, first off, I love Butters is a G.
Yes.
This whole, like, well, everybody dissing men. Forget all that. I'm standing up for my rights.
Uncle Kyle.
So what we going to do here? Please sit, stand, or kneel for the National Anthem.
That shit is great.
Yeah. And this fool was like, I'm going to put my fist up and pull my pants down.
Oh, boy.
And you're like, what?
And he got everybody doing
it. All the boys doing like, oh, my God.
It is great.
And then, oh, my God.
Gerald
Roflosky. Please don't ever do this in your life. Sneaking around. Whatever the hell you doing, sneaking around. This fool, if you haven't seen it,
spoiler
is gonna tell you.
Spoiler.
When this fool said, talking to his wife, why he broke his computer, why he's a troll, and they call trolls on the show actual trolls. Like, these people are trolls for real. Descendants of real life trolls.
Living under bridges and shit.
And was like, oh, it's porn. Well, I let you watch porn all the time. Don't bother me. But it's
nasty porn.
It's piss porn.
It's piss porn.
Like what the piss porn? Oh, okay.
So you like that kind of stuff?
Well, I want to try. You want me to try? No, I don't want to do that. Oh, so you just saying you only like watching when them girls and other women do it? No, that's not what I mean.
Back like, yourself into the corner.
Oh, my God. And, of course, because it's South Park, they got to show them having sex. And she does it and pisses on him. And I cried for like a damn 5 minutes because I was like, oh, my God, he got set up. And then they did it. I was like, this.
And then, of course, for whatever reason, they always leave the fucking door open. And you see both their kids looking at them
like, let's just go.
Yeah, we got to go. Oh, man. Oh, man.
So shout out to that show, man. They keep going, and shout out to Cartman, who finally seems to mature now that he understands what the P is all about.
There's something going on there. It's never that easy with Cartman. There's there's some loop that's going to happen in a few episodes where it's going to be like, see, he's still Cartman.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to that show, man. That show was awesome.
Keeps going because the world keeps giving him shit to keep going with.
And I know Casey finished the Luke Cage. I'm going to have to go back. I've seen bits and pieces of all. But yeah, when you told me about his cousin and was like, wait a minute. Wow.
Yeah, I'm just saying. This show, Luke Cage, for all y'all Luke Cage fans out there, that show, is the bomb. And yeah. I definitely recommend Daredevil. I'm finishing up season two of that. Shit.
Yeah, I'm about to go watch this.
I got to catch up on Jessica Jones now. I'm like, I got a lot to catch up on. And then Iron Fist comes out.
Let's go. A lot of good stuff. So, yeah, that's all I got. All
right. I got a couple. My first one is going to Detroit Lions linebacker DeAndre Levy, who's working to raise money to test rape kits.
Mm.
He said he'll be partnering with a Detroit clothing line to sell T-shirts, and the proceeds will go to test more than 11,000 rape kits that were found in a warehouse back in 2009. He's basically on his Instagram page. He posted a picture of the shirt and said the following: hashtag domestic violence and hashtag sexual assault aren't just women issues. Hashtag our issues, which is true. In which his shirt says our issue. So he said all proceeds from the T-shirts will go to Detroit's Enough Said, who raises private sector funding to test more than 11,000 forgotten rape kits, investigate the crimes, and prosecute the resultant cases to secure justice and closure for victims. So that's what's up. I was like, you know what, especially with the presidential candidate making those stupid ass comments, I was glad to see somebody stepping up like, hey, we need to put an end to this shit. And dudes who do that, Chris and I never have or never will condone sexual assault or raping of women.
No, ain't that necessary.
And you gotta pay your price. And at the end of the day, exactly. At the end of the day, you gotta speak to the Lord upstairs to repent your sins for that one. The next one, shout out to the NFL. They're donating $300,000 to the Hurricane Matthew relief efforts.
Okay.
I just thought that was a cool little thing. They didn't have to do that, but, you know, taking the necessary steps to help out those in need, considering that disaster that happened. And, you know, shout out to them. And then last but not least, Colin Kaepernick after today's game. This also is going to jump into a what the fuck moment, but a Noyce Award to him for what he said. I guess people were asked about, I guess they were chanting USA on one side. And he was asked about that. And he said, and I quote, "I don't understand what's un-American about fighting for liberty and justice for everybody, for the equality this country says it stands for. To me, I see it as very patriotic and American to uphold the United States to the standards that it says it lives by." True that.
Yep.
Everybody who said, I'm like,
this is what
we have the right to do. Aren't we, isn't everything about equality and justice for everybody? Well, we ain't feeling it.
Right.
We don't feel that equality. We don't feel that justice from everybody else. So I was glad he made those comments and, you know, shout out to him. And, you know, I'm very proud of him. Very, very proud with those comments. And I'm glad that he continues to kneel and do what he needs to do to get his point across, because it needs to be talked about.
Yeah, it needs to be addressed.
It needs to be addressed. Of course. So, you know, shout out to Colin Kaepernick for that.
All right.
Okay. That's it.
All right. Yeah, it's funny. I think that one I brought up a couple of weeks ago, the DeAndre Levy joint. I think I brought it up.
I don't know.
But, hey, it's a good one. If it gets said twice, that's all right, because that needs to get
happened. It needs to get addressed.
Baylor sent in, he sent in some awards for his Noyce Award. Shout out to USC coach Clay Helton and Michigan's Jim Harbaugh for popping up at the Dorsey versus Hawkins game this past Thursday. It was special to me because my nephew played in that game and had a 93-yard punt return to the house in the game of the week. He previously took a visit to Michigan this year. This award is for my nephew who stepped up in the big game in front of two men that can help change his life. Shout out to Cap for getting the starting gig Sunday. I don't care if he plays bad or not. The fact that he got another chance in the midst of his pro-black movement is big.
Yeah.
I know Gabbert was playing like shit, so it kind of made it easier. But if they really hated Cap or tried to blackball him, they probably would have went to extreme measures to not start him.
Exactly.
And last, shout out to one of my favorite podcasts, the Brothers Lame and Sports Happy Hour. I know I'll put y'all at number two on my list, but that's just a number, not rankings. If I had to move to Mars and can only have two sports shows to listen to, well, the Brothers and ESPN is it. Salute and don't stop. I mean it. If anything, take a break, LOL, but don't stop.
Hey, shout. Hey, appreciate that, baby. See, things like that, that is the reason we keep doing it, man. For y'all out there who do enjoy the show and who do appreciate it, you know, this is what we want, man. We want to keep giving it to y'all.
Stuff like that just keeps us motivated.
Absolutely. And shout out to you, was it his nephew?
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to that man. Hey, doing big things in front of the coaches for SC. Yeah, man. Who knows? Maybe that kid gets a scholarship. You know, shout out.
Yeah, man. Shout out to you, Baylor.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Appreciate
it. Oh, that it never gets old.
Nah, man. It does not.
Yes.
And I know you laughing last week because this one don't get old either.
What? What the fuck? Slow down. What? What the fuck? No! 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 Fuck that!
All right, what you got?
All right, I just got one. What the fuck? And it's going out to the shirts that were sold outside of the Buffalo Bills Stadium for $10. Two of them, and basically they're taking shots in Colin Kaepernick. One of them shows a wanted, and there's a target on Colin Kaepernick, and it says notorious disgrace to America, which I'm like, fuck y'all.
Word.
And then the other one is a shirt that says shut up and stand up, Capper Dick. And I'm just like, you know what? Fuck y'all, man. I'm sorry. I those of y'all who are like that, I mean, just who bought those shirts and supported those idiots, you know. And then there were some Bills fans who screamed tackle the Muslim when there was like, they had like this little setup of Colin Kaepernick and shit. It was disgusting to watch. Now, granted, it wasn't everybody. There was a contingent of people out there who were supportive of him and supportive of the movement and everything like that. So shout out to them, and shout out to LeSean McCoy, who said he was hoping Bills fans would be respectful towards Kaepernick. Said, and I quote, be professional, be respectful. You know right from wrong. He's a human being. He's a person. I think sometimes fans get it confused that these athletes and superstars are not human, and they are. He has feelings, and he has a family. I'm not sure if he has children, but he has a mom and dad. You don't want nothing to happen to your children. Shout out, because that's right. True. You got kids. We all come from somewhere. You know, you don't want your parents don't want to see nothing happen to y'all, but we need equality in this world. And to me, and I keep saying it, and it just baffles me that all we're asking for is to be treated equal. And that seems like it's like pulling teeth. And people are just like, oh, they're disgusted. It's like, dude, I just want to be treated like you. I just want to be treated fairly.
Right.
Why is that so hard to ask for? I just don't get it.
Because they enjoy their spot of privilege.
Oh, fuck y'all,
and
privilege.
Don't want to be like that. Like anything else.
You know what I'm like? Walk a mile in our shoes. That's all I'm saying, man. Walk a mile in our shoes and then come holler at me.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
But that's all I got. All
right, man, them folk.
So why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Yeah, please do.
You get out.
Oh, yeah, no, I got that because you know somebody on here saying that. And it relates to kind of what Baylor has. So I'm gonna let him start it off. It's what the fuck award. The regular season hadn't started yet, but the unnecessary chatter has. Tell Draymond, KD, and Paul Pierce to sit down, grab a book, and slap themselves with it. It's time for Pierce to sit down permanently. Draymond's antics is getting old, and KD should just shut up until the finals is over in his favor. Yeah, it is a lot of chirping.
Yep.
And his North Award is my, this other one is mine. Ruth Bader. And never understood when folks spoke their heart and showed their true colors only to apologize 3 minutes after that.
Yep.
You called the flag protest dumb and stupid, but then took it back. Nah. Thank you for introducing yourself. Wake up, people. Now y'all starting to see who understands and really cares and who don't.
Yep.
It's like,
that's the truth.
Yep.
Don't pull that Jerry Rice shit.
Yep.
Don't flip flop. That's all I'm saying. Don't flip flop. If you feel how you feel, that's fine. You can be a piece of shit, but don't try to flip flop and make yourself seem good again.
Right.
Oh, I didn't really mean it. Shut up.
Yeah, because on one hand, we were like, oh, okay. You know, she came out with some comments about Donald Trump early in the race. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, okay. And it was the same lady who had said the national anthem was dumb and disrespectful. And I was like, oh, you one of them people.
Yep.
Hey, if you don't like America, then you can get it.
It's like one word. Y'all can go find another country. Like, no, don't pull that shit.
Yeah, I'm like, man, come on.
Frustrating.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
You know, this woman, so I'm not going to play. I ain't going to play that other one, but she can get this one.
Sit your ass down.
Please. Dude, like, come on. Yeah, she's going to, I apologize. Like, come. Look, you the Supreme Court. You should know he has a right to. If you don't like it, that's okay.
If you're uncomfortable with that, I get it.
Yeah, who the fuck said protesting was calm and cool and like a glass of lemonade on a nice day? I'm protesting. Something's wrong. Clearly, it's not going to be comfortable to everybody.
And that's the point of the protest.
I'm making it uncomfortable.
Exactly.
You want me to do something like them folk up in Oregon? I mean, take over some area with some heat? Hold it over for a few days or weeks and shit?
Right. We ain't doing that.
No. We just trying
to. We ain't using guns.
Nope.
Ain't none We're of that.
Not trying to do that.
None of that.
So, yeah, I was like, okay. I saw that. I wonder when she said it, I was like, oh, I'm right. How long?
Yep.
Or she's like, you know what? I'm sorry. Yeah.
Whatever.
We're going to still keep doing it.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure when Colin Kaepernick heard that, he was like this.
It doesn't matter what you think.
It don't.
Especially now that he's starting quarterback again. Mm-hmm. Fuck y'all. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm going to keep kneeling. I'm going to keep protesting.
Yeah, I get it. But yeah, man, that's. That's it. So, thank you guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you for tuning in to the Brothers Lamin Sports Happy Hour. This is brought to you by the Black Is Network. Make sure you're checking out the other shows on the network besides this one. Check out The Break.
Mm-hmm.
I know he was having some issues with us. I wasn't able to get part three up Friday, but it will be up shortly.
Oh, I'm about to check that out.
Yeah, I won't get it. It's even more heat.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, the line's getting drawn. Uh-oh. I mean, look, it's all good because, I mean, in the end of the day, we both agree. We all agree that it's wrong.
It's terrible, yeah.
It's just we start, you know, but we can do that. It can be like a 3-minute conversation, but we usually like, we get like digging deeper. Yeah. So, yeah, make sure you guys check out. You can support the network at the website, blackisonline.com. You can also subscribe via iTunes and Stitcher. Tune in radio, any place you listen to podcasting, you can find us there. If you want to get at Jonathan and I directly, you can do so via email, thebrotherslayman@gmail.com, Twitter @brotherslayman, voicemail 323-455-4219, and of course on the website, blackisonline.com.
Yeah, hit us up. Definitely want to thank all of you guys out there who definitely tune into the show. For the first time listeners, definitely want to thank you guys for just checking us out to see what we're about up in here. For the long time listeners, always appreciative of you guys tuning in to us for the long haul. Thank you very much. Again, you guys are the reason we continue to do this and try to make it better. If you did enjoy the show, go ahead and tell all your loved ones about us. Tell your mamas, daddies, sisters, brothers, cousins, aunties, uncles, nieces, nephews. Tell your dogs, cats, chickens, ducks, roosters. Let's see. Tell your magnifying glasses. Tell your glasses. Tell your glasses cases. Tell your cups. Tell your pillows. Tell your synthesizers. Tell everybody about the Brothers Lamin Sports Happy Hour, where it goes down. And we have been your hosts, Chris and Jonathan, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy, y'all.
And you don't stop. Going out to my man Chovy Cho, Grandmaster Supreme and all that.
My name is Diamond.
Yep, you've guessed it.
Ran 1,000 schemes and I've never been arrested. I guess I'm lucky because I'm young and I'm a black man. And intelligent, so everything is relevant. Vision is clear, don't have to wear contacts. Got a good lawyer, no shorts in my contract. Beats are selected with the highest scrutiny. I played Mr. Christian and just take mutiny. Because it's my destiny. A lot of brothers keep testing me. But you haven't heard the best from me. So remember one thing. Ayo, it ain't no thing but a chicken wing. Huh. Yeah, so sit back and listen to the chit chat. Sweet as a Kit Kat. Diamond, where'd you get that beat from? Yo, Jazzy dug in the crate. Needs another loop, so we added a flute. Then it came together and I grabbed the pen. Then I double checked it.
For what?
Loose ends. The object of a song is to keep your head moving. Hope you find a good A&R, man. Ha. A lot of acts get signed. And when the album comes out, everyone says,
aw, man, take that record off. Don't waste my time.
Due to that fact, I went for mine. And I went for mine. Hey, yo, I went for mine. I went for mine. So go for yours. I went for mine. Hey, yo, I went for mine. I went for mine. So go for yours, kid. I overcome hurdles like Edwin Moses. Everything was planned, but no one knows this. I'll never go broke, so I don't sweat that. I make moves like a man on X-Lax. T-I to the A-M to the O-N-D. Ayo, you got no wins, G. So back up and take a breather. Cause either you must be on acid or from Lake Placid. I hop to it like a kangaroo. I got jumped by a gang of two, but I showed them a thing or two. Cause I'm not no chump. Now I clock notes cause I make you move your rump. Nothing's for granted. Grew up in the projects. Used to wear tailors and Chinese mock necks. Came a long way from back in the days when show went to Smith and I went to Hayes. That was the past and the future will be better. Pass them away and keep the cream Armanetta. Peace to Greg Nice and my man Fat Joe. My man OG and the rest of the homies. The Zulu Nation for the foundation. From when I was a kid watching Lost in Space. And I'll never forget cause I'm totally committed to make slamming joints just to prove my point. In 92 you can't waste no time.
Word.
Go for yours cause I went for mine. And you know that and you don't stop. And you know that cause I won't drop. I went for mine. Hey yo, I went for mine. And to my sister Eugenia in the house. I went for mine. So go for yours, kid. And to my man Showbiz and all that. Y'all finesse.